What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
Mini Del Mato.
And I'll be drunk by the end of this episode. Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
Oh, you do have tattoos.
Yeah.
Would you ever... I flirted with the idea of getting the shield here.
Really?
I love that shield, yeah.
But we just changed the logo.
Would you do it if I did it?
No.
Sure.
That's a hard pass.
Where would you
put the shield? Dedicated 5 years of your life to something. What else have you put this much time into besides PC gaming in general?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Where would you put the shield, Emilio?
I don't know.
Smaller
right over
back.
Shoulder, maybe
your heart.
Shoulder right here, probably.
Shoulder, okay.
I don't know. I don't have any tattoos.
That's a good spot for a crest.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
I was also thinking palm, but that's a weird one, huh?
No, that would wear off.
Yeah, you can't do it on palms, elbows.
I loved back when the chopper shows were really popular. There's a guy, Jesse James. Yeah. He has "Pay Me, Motherfucker" written like to the reader. And it had like a money symbol.
He's got to have that touched up a lot.
Probably a lot.
If I had anything tattooed on my palm, it would be like, if you're reading this, get ready. Because it's like, you know, or what did the hand say to the face?
A slap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like that second one better. What? Do you have any, Chi? Do you have any tattoos?
No, I don't have any tattoos.
You ever thought about it?
Yes, I would love to have a tattoo, like a sibling tattoo. It would have to be...
Have you talked to your brothers about that?
Yeah, we just can't convince my sister. She's the one that...
I could have
and
sworn.
My little brother
she
probably
seems like
too.
Somebody that would have tattoos too.
No,
she's a sailor.
None of us.
Yeah,
none
exactly.
of my siblings have tattoos.
And Minnie,
I want to get a few. I told you the one that my uncle's drawing.
Well, you
up
were
right
in
now.
The Marines. If you didn't get one, then I don't think you're going to do it.
Those moto tats are just so fucking gaudy.
Motivation. Oh,
no, they're just gaudy. Like Semper Fi and eagles holding M16s. It's ridiculous. It's so over-the-top freedom.
All right.
But I do want to get one on the inside of my left ankle that has the shifting gears of a motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
Like going one neutral.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like it. Huh. You guys are freaks. Let's talk about video games.
All right. Well, first of all, we want to talk about iPhone reviews.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you haven't...
iTunes.
Well, no. I was going to say, iTunes reviews are notoriously very hard to leave if you don't have
an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this on an iPhone, it's super easy to leave a review. Just do a couple clicks, literally three clicks,
yeah.
and then you
yeah.
can just leave a review.
I need a tattoo reminder in the palm of my hand to steal all of my friends' iPhones and leave myself a positive
yeah.
fucking review.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
all of my girls have iPhones, and Boom. I love it when people are like, Chi, do you have a charger? I'm like, not one that you can use, babe. Sorry.
And by default, I think the podcast app is just...
Yeah, it's on there.
It's on there,
period.
You can't
even delete it.
You can't even delete it. So it's like one of those things, like it's built in like the phone part of your phone.
Yeah.
Anyway, iTunes reviews are always good. If you have an iPhone, super fast, you can do it. Everybody else, it sucks. And I bow down to anybody who does it. It's awesome. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about some games that have come to our attention this week. Now, the first one was brought up by Shadowmaster, but we were also looking at this one on the Steam page last week when we were here. It's called Breath Edge. It looks better than it sounds.
Okay.
It does
okay.
sound extremely awkward.
But visually, this game was immediately striking. Like I saw it on the Steam page and I clicked on it just from the look of it, just from the, what do they call that? The picture art? I don't know.
Sure.
Experience the life of a simple guy with simple needs who tries to survive the depths of deep space. Explore, build, kick corpses, and poke everything with a chicken.
Sounds like the concept of the movie Moon, but with humor, and that's very appealing.
Yeah, he looks sad. It looks like a guy that's... There's a lot of funny things going on the screen. This is interesting.
Yeah.
We talked about this, Bobby?
No, we just saw it last week.
Oh.
It was really
oh,
on
shit.
The same page.
So the chicken is one of his tools.
Yeah.
It looks like an important tool. He's doing all kinds of shit. It's visually very pretty.
Almost cartoony in a way.
But also some photorealism.
Is he using...
It's like a weird mix.
A chicken to hack a refrigerator? Did I see that?
That's probably what you saw.
Well, it's a survival game. So it looks like he's stuck in space. He's walking around trying to piece things together, collect resources.
He's just using
it looks like
he has.
A... If I were to guess.
Did you see that penis?
Like the Martian.
The penis.
The Martian, where he's like, I'm going to science the fuck out of this. It seems like that kind of thing, where he's trying to, whatever's left around, to stay alive.
Yeah, yeah, it's
time
pretty...
to penis is zero on this, because the its own trailer has it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it looks like a lot of fun. Very much a like Subnautica, but like the humor element is
yeah, for sure.
Funny Subnautica in space. Yeah.
This yeah. is interesting. Bobby, you going to pick this up?
Ooh, I don't know.
I mean, it looks like you have to.
that guy looks like he's having too much fun for me. I'm going to have to do a hard pass.
So $15.99, not a bad price. It's in early access.
Oh, I would love to play this.
$15.99. What are the?
I would go home and play this.
Good amount of people picking this up.
But
someone
remember,
give me a pen. I'm going to just take notes on the palm of my hand during this podcast. There and at go. The end,
and then get a
I'll
tattoo.
Tell you what it, yeah. And then at the end, we'll see what it says.
Oh, boy. This is going to end poorly. This is. Okay. cheap. But remember, it's a crafting survival, which inherently a lot of times aren't very fun for some people. Have you played one? Like
if it's going to make me LOL,
yeah, then
sign me up.
It's going to be fun, right?
I mean, it's the number one quality I look for in a guy and a game, too. So why not?
Cool. Perfect. Moving on.
Does he have a Harry Potter
scar?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think so.
It sounds like a game that's going to have a lot of like call outs to other games.
Yeah. All right. Next game is Diluvian Resubmerged. So
all right.
I saw this game on PC Gamer's website. They're talking about this update that they had for it, and it looked really good. I actually bought this game and played a little bit of it. Not enough to really give it a full review.
Or to remember how to spell it.
Yeah. Diluvian. That's a tough word. No one uses that word. I think it just means like flooded or something.
Okay.
I've heard it used before, but that's, yeah, you don't hear that
so
often.
So we're looking at a third-person submarine game?
Yeah, so it's an action-adventure underwater indie, or the tags on it. Now, people have said this is like a submarine FTL, but it's not completely 2D. You're a submarine, you're going through this underwater area trying to find this thing all the way at the bottom of the ocean. So you have to go deeper and deeper and deeper into the ocean until you find like something down there that's going to like change the face of the earth.
Rapture. It's weird because you got this 2D like Victorian looking art on one end, but yeah. then you have fully 3D world that you're driving your yeah. submarine through.
Well, this is the part when you're, where you're driving around, you're finding different areas where you can dock into. You can go into this cross-section view of your submarine or of different facilities, and that's when it gets kind of FTL-ish, where you can explore those areas. You have random encounters. And then, of course, there's different kinds of ships that you can pilot, ones that are better with combat, ones that are faster.
What's with the drill at the end of it? Do you drill things?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It makes like it look cool, right? Mini.
Oh, is that its engine? It might be that's its propellant.
Talking about on the ship.
Yeah, on the ship.
Yeah.
That's probably its propellant.
It's all kind of steampunk, but it's underwater. I haven't played very much of this game, but at the very beginning, it's kind of funny. This is what happens. You set sail, and your first stop is a bar, conveniently called the dive bar. And you stop in there, and you're like, oh, I need a crew. And I'm like, really? This is where we're getting our crew? We're just going to swing by the local bar?
That's how we got me.
Yeah, that's true.
that's how we got me.
That's how I got myself.
Just swung into the local dive bar and recruited me.
No, but Bobby, that's how it works to this day. Like
recruited.
You know those crab fisherman shows, Alaska and all that stuff?
Yeah.
They just go to the bar and just pick up dudes that's how it works still.
Yeah.
I think the whole sailing thing's like a whole, it's not normal.
You mean they don't have like a formal application process?
No.
Show up, suit and tie, dress to impress.
It literally is. I mean, from what I've heard, that's how it goes.
Yeah. I feel
that's dude, maybe that's what cool we should do. If we need to find a new member, just wear DLG podcasts and just bar hop until we find one, find a good one.
Yeah, so I'll probably play more of
with some homeless guy in here. Like, he seemed so awesome at the time.
Oh man,
God, dude, that'd be hilarious. We just started the show like 1 week, and it was just like, "And I'm Randy." Okay,
what's a video game?
Yeah, but I don't know. This game, I'm on the fence. Like, I'm about an hour into it. I'm kind of on the fence. Like, I think it's going to be good, but I'm not quite sure. It hasn't, like, hooked me. Like, FTL just hooked me right away. Right. I was like, okay, this is what this game's about. This game, there's a little more building up. Like, I'm still kind of being tutorialized, so I can't really tell if I like it or not.
Minnie, we talk about FTL. We talked about it extensively. Not extensively, but, like, with reverence last week.
Right.
We're doing it again this week. Have you played it?
FTL, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because you never chime in. Actually, you're on your phone texting somebody, so...
I'm talking to chat.
No, right? Oh, okay. All right.
And he means chat on Twitch, if you didn't know. We are live on Twitch every week, usually Sunday mornings. And our Twitch podcast is digital_logic with a K at the end. Feel free to say hi.
That's a bomb-ass segue.
That was pretty good.
All right. Next game. So I know we've all been talking about this one. Everyone's waiting for it. Farming Simulator 19 is coming out November 2nd.
I'm shaking with anticipation.
Can you
I know what Duck is.
What? Oh, Duck. Farming Simulator?
Yeah, he loves those games.
Oh, interesting. I do have a question. So, Chi, you love the whole farming things, but if it takes it to this level, like hard numbers and all that, is that too much for you, you think?
Well, there's nobody to mack on in Farming Simulator.
I mean, did you not see that farmer right there? Can you go back, Bobby? Go back a bit.
The main character is handsome looking.
I don't think
Farming Simulator, it's not like I can go over to my neighbor's house.
He's a bit rusty.
Knock on their door and say, hey, neighbor.
There's actually a great joke about this.
Did you hear I'm single now?
Have you guys heard about
Farmers
what? Only? Have you heard of
it? Yeah.
Farmersonly.com.
Yeah, that's like a dating app for farmers.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think it's
SNL.
Some comedian said that it's just a racist app. It just means white people only.
It doesn't say, we don't say white people, but white people only. Yeah. I think it was SNL that did that or something.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Anyway, Bobby, why'd you put this on here?
Because one of these days, I have this idea that one of these days I'm actually going to get into these games. Sim Farm was one of my favorite sim games from back in the day. Really got into it. And I love the idea of just, like, farming is the perfect sim game. Like,
yeah,
actual farming is probably...
Well, cities are also pretty nice.
Yeah, too. Yeah, city building too. I guess that's a good one. But I don't know. Farming just seems to fit it.
Or how about The Sims being the perfect sim game?
No. Because it has to do with pooping and locking people in doors. Remember for like 6 months, you'd be asking about, like, I'd be like, yeah, you're a ninja and you fly through the air and you cut people's heads off. And you're like, yeah, but can you lock him in a door with no bathrooms and see what he does? Do you remember?
I do remember. I will never forget.
It's like a torture sim for Chi. Torture porn.
It's a variety thing. Yeah. You know, it's like a...
What's going on with The Sims? Have they made a game in the last 5 years? No? It's just over?
No, I can't think of it.
Well, they got picked up by EA, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they on Origin?
They've been on EA for a while.
Maybe they're working on a virtual reality sim.
That's
called Life.
Yeah. Anyway, Bobby, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, but you don't get a
tell me your wildest simulation farming fantasies.
No, I just think like it would be a good game. I have no idea. I feel like it would take way too long to get into this game. Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever see, this is dating way back to one of the old farming simulator games, but somebody made, you know, like those whole highlight reels that were really popular for a while with Call of Duty where people would like play Skrillex or something.
And the frag compilations?
Yeah, like that. Did you ever see the one someone did for Farming Simulator?
No.
Oh, man. I'll
shout out to Dope Sacks. Thanks, bro.
I'll try
and
to
also
look it up.
Orange Blue. Boom.
Yeah, Orange Blue. We just got 500 bits from who's that from?
Mushroom.
Thanks, homies.
Coming in hot.
What if I'm wrong? What if there is dating in Farming Simulator?
What's something like this cost? Does anybody? Can we all guess?
35. Farming Sim.
Oh
my God, 35, huh?
Hi, sweetie.
Okay.
I can't remember what that was called now. I have it like saved, I think.
No,
Farmerscope
porn shot.
Okay, here we go. I'll play a little music.
Farming Simulator Mad Skill No Plow 360 Crop Rotation. What?
So somebody was making the most action-packed trailer
fucking
for this.
Nature.
So we're just watching a YouTube video of
Farming Sim.
Farming Sim.
It's like a music video. Yeah, it's basically just a music video.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Do we have copyright for the Skrillex song?
Probably about that much. I mean, we're talking over.
Well, we're not on YouTube anyway.
Yeah. There you go.
So if you want to look at this, it's called Farming Simulator Mad Skill No Plow 360 Crop Rotation. You got to check it out.
It takes this game and makes it look interesting.
This is very similar to Bobby's
wheelies with the tractor.
All alligator. God, 360.
I had this stuck in my head all day.
Oh, it's fucking.
It was catchy, and I hated
it. Catchy as shit.
It's like a 5-second loop of the song, and it just.
I was linking your videos in Discord, Bobby.
All day, it was in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people don't know what alligator
crocodile.
There it is.
Interior crocodile alligator.
That's
I got a moving something theater.
Yeah.
So anyway, Bobby took a crocodile from Smite, and
that crocodiles.
That might be your. People say that there's discussion, Bobby, and some people say that your Killing Floor video is your greatest work. But I think, for me personally, is definitely your crocodile.
Interior crocodile alligator.
That was my magnum opus.
Yeah.
Sobek.
Okay. Sobek. That was his name. Okay.
Are you going to play? You got to play it at this point, right? No?
I don't know if I still have that video up.
No, I linked it.
Really?
Yeah.
I watched it three days ago.
Yeah.
Man, dude, my old school editing skills from like 8 years ago.
It was your second video on
your
channel.
Check out Bobby's YouTube channel.
I don't know. He's got good shit on there. Nobody would really get it, but remember we were in a clan or whatever they called it in Smite called Beef.
Oh yeah, Beefmasters.
Yeah, well, Beefmasters.
Yeah.
My Beefmasters intro video.
Man. Yeah, I saw that was like just people taking bites out of.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. It's actually pretty good.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and some like really hot girl taking a bite out of a hamburger.
Oh yeah, those were the Carl's Jr. commercials. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember those?
That's hot. Yeah. Or whatever. It was like
they'd have like super
Paris Hilton bit. A hamburger for money. That happened.
Was she like notoriously vegan or something? Or what?
No.
Let me just find my channel. No, there's legitimately a behind the scenes. Okay.
Bobby's having a hard time finding himself on YouTube. He just found it. Okay.
There is a behind the scenes like creating one of those Burger King commercials. It was the one where they parodied the, what was that movie with the legs? The Graduate. Yeah. Okay. The movie with the legs. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we got here.
I love this video.
This is still up there.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Like the song. Editing skills.
You have 2,000 views on this guy. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, look at all those downvotes.
You're on my YouTube account. Of course, I gave it an upvote.
You're ahead of the curve. Usually, it's 50% downvotes.
Oh, my God. This song. There's like a 10-hour version of this song.
Yeah. That's how this all started.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just emoting as Sobek?
Yeah, he's emoting.
That is epic. I'm actually so into this because I knew the meme before. I've seen this. It's my first time watching this, too.
He makes me, like, go back and forth. Like,
oh, is this you using him? Were you controlling Sobek?
Yeah, he's going in. This is a practice mode, right, Bobby?
Yeah.
So you actually contributed towards the video?
Yeah, he made this video.
No, but that's you.
Oh, no, I had no idea. I just showed up.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I didn't make this.
Bobby, it's impressive.
Oh, my God.
Actually, that's me rapping, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That takes me back.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good shit. This is a short one. I just want to play it because I still love this one. Maybe it was as good. All right. Yeah, it's just a rip-off of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. This is the from the opening song from the movie Dread, too. It was a great soundtrack on that. I use other people's work.
Yeah.
Nothing original here.
I mean, that's how everything is, right?
Beefmasters. Yeah. God. I think I used Motion on a Mac for that.
Who is that? Is that somebody? Is that a celebrity right there?
Probably.
Okay. That was like an Arby's commercial.
Yeah, those are the Carl's Jr. commercials.
Oh, it is? Oh, it is.
Masters.
Oh. Heidi Klum.
Arby's doesn't have commercials, do they?
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, I had Arby's the other day. It was fucking fantastic.
I hate Arby's.
I hate Arby's.
Okay.
Arby's is disgusting, dude. Are you kidding me?
I think it's
been
five for five. I fucking love liquid cheese, though.
And then we couldn't stop talking about, like, I was like, Sam, I'm known as saying that Arby's is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Reuben. It was fantastic.
I haven't had Arby's in 10 Bobby years, but I will never forget the taste of that liquid cheese.
Videos. Check out his thing. It's Robert.
I got an idea for another one, but it would involve Oh God, what's that game coming out that I'm super Cyberpunk 2077?
Okay. Right.
Because they announced that photo mode for it,
right? Like,
where you get rid of the UI. And I heard this song, and I'm like, dude, this sounds so perfect. Let's
do it, dude.
Well, yeah, the game's got to come out first.
Does it though?
Yes, it does.
Nah, but I don't know.
This is going to be a very long episode. Podcast,
yeah.
We're already taking a long time. Let's move this along.
That's fine, man. People like
this long episode. No more YouTube videos.
People like long episodes.
We're at our maximum capacity for looking up YouTube videos.
Yeah. If you're listening, we apologize.
The old mother-in-law was like, hey, maybe you guys can do a short podcast today because we're going to have... like a barbecue today, so you guys can eat. So she's like working my
your mama
addiction
cooking?
To food.
Is mama
cooking?
Yeah,
oh yeah, we're gonna have carne asada and shrimp today. Carne asada.
Adopt me. Will you guys adopt me?
I'm basically surf and turf.
I'm basically your adopted Asian daughter. Mm-hmm. I mean, not you, but you know, in the family.
Not adoptive. Really, because my adopted Asian daughter would be. Cleaning a lot more, like that's all she would do.
I wash your dishes every time I'm here.
No, I know you do really good. Not as good as she would, though. All right, let's move it on. Bobby, keep
one more thing I wanted to bring up here. Another game I found this week again from PC Gamer. They've had some good recommendations this week. This
are you talking about the podcast?
No, I'm talking about their website.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because their podcast, they're not kind of on a hiatus.
Yeah, I haven't heard an episode in a while.
Yeah, they talked about it, how like everybody's moving around, so it's going to be infrequent.
Well, since they moved to New York, I think they're all, they don't record together live anymore.
Yeah, so. And it's...
It's just not the same.
I don't want to talk shit about it, but it's pretty bad. Their sound is really bad. Their connections, people are cutting out. Oh, constantly
rough.
Yeah, I love that's what happens when you do it remotely, but yeah, I think they're still
that's why we don't
out.
Do anything remotely. As soon as anybody moves away, they will be off the podcast.
Excommunicated. All right, anyway, this game is called Recent. It's a real simple puzzle game, but it's to music.
Recent synthesized.
Okay. So yeah.
It's $5. I actually just bought this. I was like, great, I watched the trailer, I'm like, I'm going to play this one 100%. But awesome. I love puzzle games, these simple ones. One of my favorite ones is Line, L-Y-N-E. It's the most simple puzzle game you can imagine. It's almost like just plain old Sudoku, where it's just so basic. But it's fun.
Can you play this with sound so you can hear the music?
Yeah, we'll play a little bit of sound. You can see how the music goes along with the puzzle. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that so I'm not exactly cool.
And
how
it's
the puzzle
flashy.
Oh, you haven't played it at all?
No, I haven't even played it. Literally just bought it.
Definitely get back to us about this. This is very interesting.
Yes. Yeah. It is.
I mean, $5.
I don't know what's going
playing,
on. But...
Like two people playing right now, all-time peak $2. Did this just come out today?
Wow.
Why have puzzle games ago, never used sound incorporated into their
rhythm?
They have a lot of rhythm games. You know, those
I guess that's
the dance of the...
Necromancer?
Yeah.
Mm, Crypt of the Necrodancer?
Necrodancer, yeah.
But there's also that other one. There's a whole series of them. I can't remember what they're called, but they're the jumping ones. You had one on your phone one time we were trying to play, and like the music picks up the further you go. So it kind of sucks because if you're bad at it, like right when the music starts getting good.
Like Osu's technically a puzzle game? No, not really. It's more of just a rhythm game, not puzzle.
I guess a rhythm game really is a puzzle game that you have to like keep a tempo for. Really, it's what it is, right?
Well, puzzle, you have to solve things.
In a way.
I mean,
but this is interesting. I've never seen anything like that.
The definition of a puzzle, I'm pretty sure, is solving, you know, having a problem. And
solving it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So every game ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not really.
No.
No.
Show me a game where there's not a problem that you have to solve.
I see your point.
DDR.
I say no.
DDR. Those are rhythm games.
Yeah.
They're not... problem games.
Let's not get caught up on what a puzzle is. We're going to be here all day. Drunk. And what is a puzzle? Yeah. Let's get into the bottom of this. All right, next game. Probably. Thornbreaker, The Witcher Tales.
Don't. You don't got to try for them. If it's not coming naturally, don't try for it, Emilio. Right, you're better than that.
I'm sorry.
Is this a game? What is this?
Thornbreaker.
Okay, so this is a new game. It's in the Witcher universe. I don't know if it has to do with our old white-haired...
Geralt.
But it is focused on the game Gwent, which is a sub-game within a game.
I'm out.
Yeah. I never understood Gwent, and to this day, I still don't. Like, I played all the Witchers, I think. Yeah. I never finished any of them, but I did play, and Gwent was, like, something you could do on the side. I did not understand. And I play card games. I just didn't get it. And anyway, so some people really like Gwent. This is a game with Gwent as the main mechanic. And the graphics are, there is a story. It's all like heavy. I don't know. This comes up a lot, this type of art. The one with the very heavy ink borders, yeah. Kind of like heavy, Darkest Dungeon.
Like dark strokes, dark outlines.
Dark strokes. Shaded? Let's call it dark strokes. Yeah, I like that.
Or heavy stroking, I think they call it.
Or like Borderlands.
That bad, though.
Black on Blondes also has dark strokes. but anyway. Anyway, if you like Gwent, there's a game for you now. And if you love The Witcher, this might be for you as well. I got to take a hard pass.
So you didn't get Gwent, like you didn't understand it, or you just didn't like it?
No, I didn't understand it. Yeah. I'm getting dumber. I drink a lot.
If you could play Magic, I would see every card game.
Yeah, but I learned Magic when I was super smart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Forza Horizon 4.
Yep. So I wasn't too interested in this because I didn't play 3 to its... I mean, I put in a good 25, 30 hours.
Yeah, and you had very positive reviews.
I think it's the best racing game out there.
Forza is great, yes.
And then Forza 4 came out, or Horizons 4 came out, or it's going to come out. And I'm like, what can they actually do better? I don't see myself spending the money, blah, blah, blah. But it's on Origin Access, and I think I'm going to be buying the premium pass. So it's going to come with that. But also the rave reviews that are coming out from YouTubers, I've seen like 2 or 3. Shout out to ACG, I think his name is. The one that does buy, wait for sale, or leave it alone.
Or rent.
Yeah, yeah. That guy. Yeah. He has very... Is it ACG?
It's a some 3
something
letter.
Like that. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, it's my first time watching one of his videos, but super in-depth. And not just him. I watched like 3-4 videos. People just, everybody loves this. So you have the same tracks, and there's seasons. So it's called Forza Horizon Seasons. So you might go through something when it's rainy, snowy, and... I think every game.
So do you hydroplane and shit like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the same track.
That sucks. I would not sign up for that.
The same track can be different at any point.
Yes.
Ever.
Snow, rain, yeah. Dry.
And every real week is a new season in the game.
Yeah.
So like.
Is there black ice in this game? Because that's the worst thing you can ever encounter on the road.
It's true.
Other than like some ghost in the dark woods.
I've only lived in the United States. I don't know anything about black ice.
Okay.
Black ice, it's the worst.
Yeah, black ice is terrible.
Did you think I said black ice? Yeah. Wow, Bobby.
That's what it sounded like.
Wow.
Dark stroke.
Kurd was spot on in chat here. Like, the beginning of this video totally looks like the footage we were watching earlier from Farming Simulator. It looks like these cars are racing through Farming Simulator 19.
It's true. They're using, like, I think it's in Europe. I mean, in England. So... It's, you know, a lot of countryside type stuff.
So Forza Horizon is like the open world game, and Forza Motorsports is like the racing, the track racing game.
Right, but Horizons have, I think it's eclipsed its predecessor.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody's about the open world version.
Yeah.
If I had one complaint about 3, it would be like there's too much to do and it's not organized. But, I mean, that's what you get with open world, right?
Yeah.
So I imagine even more shit to do in this one, but... if it's on the premium pass, and I think it is, it's already bought, quotation marks. And I'll give you a review as soon as I get to play it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what is black ice? I don't even know what that is.
So it's just a piece of, the way I understand it, a patch of ice.
That you can't noticeably tell or see.
On the road.
On the road. And so
it's transparent, but it's, well, ice is transparent. And you don't see it, and you just slip and then die.
Okay. Yes.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah, it's bad, dude.
No.
I guess if you live in San Diego all your life, you don't really know.
You don't deal with shit like that. So if you don't know, I'm from, born and raised in Minnesota. And my sophomore year in college, I like the rooftop of the Metrodome, like the football stadium, so much snow, like a blizzard, that I drove from Duluth, Minnesota, all the way down to Rochester, Minnesota.
How many hours is that?
At least 4.
Okay.
And then it white knuckled the whole entire way. I was at that winter storm. I did not check the weather because I knew it was going to be shitty regardless, but this was like next level shitty. And so I drove through that blizzard and spun out on the road, almost ended up in the ditch, but thankfully, but that moment was my pivotal moment of, I will never spend another winter in Minnesota for the rest of my life.
And was that the winter you left?
And yeah, the winter I left. And also that summer, you hear so many incidents of people dying on the roads and like during winter season. And the one that hit kind of close to home was in the my college town. A woman was just driving and then a truck fell, like a semi truck fell over on her car and squashed her to death.
Fucking!
I'm like, fucking Mario Kart, like next level Mario Kart, Minnesota. Fuck no.
That's
so yeah. So I have my biggest fear of death is a vehicle accident. So even though it's cool in the game, you know, because things can happen to you in the game and you have respawn, but in real life, no way, no way. Do not sign me up for something like that.
Yikes. All right. We ready to talk about some games we've been playing?
Yeah.
So I've been playing too much WoW. Not going to get into it, but I finally got into a guild, so I'm happy about that. Yeah. Had to change servers.
How did this guild qualify
and you're still
for
in
your
a
standards?
Alliance?
They were Alliance. Okay. There were a bunch of people approaching me about switching to a Horde guild, but I didn't want to do a faction change. I don't know.
Did it pay for that?
For a server change is $25. A faction change, I think, is $60. So yeah.
Wow. You can actually do a faction
you
change?
You can change anything you want. You can change
$60?
Your... It's
dude,
like $10
you could be
to change your
trans
appearance.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's trans race in WoW.
Mm-hmm. You can change your race.
You can't
you can change
just
your
stick
faction,
to one.
You can change your server. You can change anything. It's not for a price. You can even buy gold. Gold goes for $20 for a token, and a token is usually around 100 to 115,000 gold. So you can just straight up buy gold.
So are gold
that
farmers out now?
What has WoW become?
Yeah, they,
that upsets me.
They had to
me.
Fix the gold farmer problem. Yeah.
Like, in order to change your race and your faction, you had to start a brand new character at level fucking one.
I know.
And then now it's like, you got money? All right, let's do this. Fuck that. Fucking A. All right. I don't know, man. That makes me really salty, considering how much, like, time I put into doing anything in World of Warcraft. And then now, like, touch of a magic button, you know, you go from fucking worgen to female orc. I don't get it. I don't get it.
The fuck is a worgen?
So like a wolf guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A wolf guy.
Is that a race you can be?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Damn. I haven't played since Burning Crusade, so that was...
They
if you want, I accidentally activated a subscription on my alt Blizzard account, so if you want to play it, just buy the game and you can play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can actually play the game for free. Well...
Technically.
Yeah, from the beginning.
I think you'd like it a lot. WoW is like, a good game.
I'm not saying it's bad.
WoW
it's just,
a really good
I do not want to get into it, because I know if I get into it...
Well, MMO?
Now apparently it's just built for casuals, so it's fine, Minnie. You don't have to
try.
Be intimidated
then
by
I don't even want it because I'm
Grindfest.
So yeah, I've played a lot of MMOs. I played pretty much all the popular ones. Starting with Dark Age. That game was hard.
Ragnarok?
What have you guys been playing?
Oh my God.
MapleStory?
Is that
MMO? MapleStory?
Yes.
Yeah, in a web browser.
So
does that count?
I've been playing more and more games off of my Origin Access. And there's not that many games. There's like 70 games, and most of them...
It's a good amount of games.
Yeah. It's a good amount of games.
I mean, they're not shit games. It's not like Steam where it's like Bad Rats 2.
But there's some bad ones out there. And I was just going through playing different ones. Very quickly, I'll touch on... what's the other one that I have on there?
Spore?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Crashlands.
Okay.
I was just seeing things that look good and just downloading them, trying them out. And this wasn't what I expected, but it was pleasant in what
I did. Oh, you've never
play
played Spore before? I thought we talked about
this. No, I'm jumping over to Crashlands because I'm an
asshole. Oh, I'm sorry.
And anyway, so it's not what I thought it was. I thought it was going to be some sort of roguelike adventure game, and it ended up being a survival crafting game. Simulator or whatever, survival crafting. It looks a lot like Don't Starve, except for there's not the starving mechanic, but it's the same thing. You're in a big field, you go chop things down, you make things out of them. There's a little robot that follows you where you can put all your stuff in, so it makes sense. It's not like you have infinite capacity in your pockets,
but you can upgrade that.
I don't know. Okay. I never ran out of space and never even came close to it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you have to. But yeah, it's a crafting survival, exactly like Don't Starve, but I like this a little more because there's
infinite inventory manages itself, it just said.
There so, it goes.
Yeah.
And it has a story, and it also has objectives and quests, so you know what to do next. In Don't Starve, I feel like they just kind of throw you in there and you figure it out on your own. Some people might like that more. This one, you have a robot buddy that's telling you, hey, wouldn't it be nice if you made a sword out of that?
Oh.
Like, oh, yeah. Hey, this is what you need for that sword. And so you go, for me, a big dummy like me, like that worked for me. Unfortunately, I don't like crafting survival games, so yeah. I only played it for maybe 2 hours, and then that was it for me. And then, as I was going through the access, I found Spore again. And everybody knows, if you've been listening to for a while, like I'm super hype trainee, right? Or at least I used to be. I mean,
Speaking of which, Bobby is wearing the hype train shirt today.
He is. This is why we made this.
I'm impressed.
The original, the limited
I'm
edition.
Impressed.
You can't
limited
get these
edition.
Anymore.
You can't get this anymore.
Yeah.
That's a $1,000 shirt right there.
It's a V-neck, though, which is a problem for me.
I love V-necks.
Yeah. So
V-necks are good on girls. But
and
especially
men.
Well, a guy in a V-neck, I don't know if I like that.
I like
that.
V-necks on guys.
Yeah, I wear them when I can. If it has a V-neck version, I'll get it.
Show
so,
cleavage, no.
Especially okay. Early on, still now, but especially early on, almost all our listeners were truck drivers and military. Mm-hmm. So we sent out all our V-necks to the first like rush of complaints all the way around. Really? Oh, I didn't order a girl shirt. And yeah, so there's a V-necks.
Well, I think V-necks are definitely more prominent in California.
Yeah, probably.
And yeah, not so much in the eastern and northern U.S.
You're probably right. So the hype train thing, I would say, I don't know if it was the first one. I would say maybe the first hype train was like when PlayStation 2 came out and I bought 3 copies on eBay.
Of
Three PlayStation 2s. Like I had read about it. They were talking about cell computing or something where like people that weren't playing their PS2s, your PS2 would be using their computing power to like run yours better. I remember reading about all that. I was so into it. I bought 3 copies. None showed up. $2,000 or whatever it was, gone.
Damn.
Yeah. And that guy ended up, he took all his money. He got like $200,000 in fake. He never sent any of them. And he bought all baseball card memorabilia, and he went to jail and to court, and he was supposed to pay everybody back, but of course nobody got any of their money back. Yeah. Anyway,
so
hype train.
Well, PS2, go ahead.
Spore is the number one game I've ever been hyped about, ever. I was talking to non-gamers about this because I saw the... Who's the guy who does Sid Meier? No, it's not Sid Meier. Will Wright? Will Wright?
No, Black and White?
No.
Will Wright? Stephen Wright?
No.
I think someone mentioned him in chat. But no, the guy who made SimCity?
Yeah, that
didn't
guy.
Didn't we go through this story once before? How come Spore is coming back up again?
Because I've been playing it.
Oh my gosh, you're actually playing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought you were you were so hyped up, and then you played it, and you felt like it was meant for children, and you kind of left it alone.
Nope,
and
you made all of that up in your head.
Really?
Yeah, I bought it, and Chad and I both bought $50 copies, uh-huh. Ran home, played it for 6 hours straight. We both beat it,
mm-hmm.
And then never touched it again.
Was Chad wearing a V-neck that day?
Probably. No, not at that point. Maybe a thong, though.
Chad wears V-necks, I think.
Will Wright. Yeah, that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watched his whole keynote speech on it, and he was just talking about all these things. Anyway, I had never been so hyped up about a game. Maybe Super Mario 3 because of the movie The Wizard. But mm-hmm. I was so hyped because... So if you guys don't know what Spore is, you start as a single cell life form and then you evolve all the way to a spacefaring race. And it's not like a simulation game where you like a civilization where it's turn based or anything like that. All your entire way through is action.
It's like an elaborate game of Snake.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like eat what's smaller than you. Run from what's bigger than you. If there's any tech that goes into it or any kind of thinking, it's when you evolve. Every single time that you mate, you let's say you killed something that had a trait that you didn't want. So anyway, you would get the trait and then you can have it in your next species. look at the graphics. They totally hold up. I couldn't believe.
This is so, like 2007 or 8.
2008, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I took some screen pictures. And
basically, you're just an STD that keeps on spreading.
Pretty much. I mean, would it, every species,
you're fucking
that's
herpes.
What they're trying to do, right? They're trying to like...
Multiply?
This game is herpes. Yeah,
multiply and continue. And fuck all the other species.
Don't listen to this podcast, Nishan. Sorry. That's my nephew.
Okay.
Plays the fuck out of Spore.
I just wanted to really quickly show you guys like the evolution of one my life form. So I started off with like nothing, right? On the left. And then I went for speed on the second one. And I went for more speed. See all those things on the back that makes me go faster. Mm-hmm. And then... it just kept going. And then eventually I killed something that had like an electric eel. See those like
yellow prongs?
Those yellow prongs. So yeah. I had electricity all around me with stuff.
What are
things.
All these skulls?
How many times I died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's like the. Anyway, I could not
this
believe.
This is your lifespan?
Yeah. For this, for this one species. And then you go on to land, and then you go on to having cities. Okay. It's super complex, but they do it so well. Then I go on to land, and I figure out that you can kill things, but you can also just charm them. So I made the most charming thing I could think of.
Look at this cute. Guy.
It's the cutest thing I could come up with.
That's
unfortunately,
like a Jigglypuff mated with a Magikarp or...
It looks like that's correct.
Like if you decapitated Gyarados and then turned him into a chibi, that's what.
There you go.
That's what Emilio made.
That's
is
a
she
long
speaking
stretch.
English anymore?
That's a long,
it's pokey talk.
I see
okay?
what she's saying. But yeah, that's a long, long reach.
And, no, Butterfree meets Gyarados's face.
Okay,
that's what I see.
I'm not going to fight you. Butterfree, I don't know what any of those words are.
You're lying because I know
that's,
you played
that's
Pokemon.
That's what you made.
You
that's
knew
what
the
you made.
Pokemon.
No, I don't know what
you
any of
those
played
are. Them.
I played it.
So like imagine a Gyarados.
Charizard, you know,
sucking
I'm like a
face with
mom.
A Butterfree. Okay. That's exactly what you made.
Aren't they all called Pikachus? Different colored Pikachus. I don't know. Anyway, so I made the most charming thing ever, and I was going around charming things around me. And then it's like you're starting.
Also Pokemon command, by the way. Charm is actually a Pokemon.
Oh, you
Pokemon.
Can charm things?
Yeah. Well, certain Pokemon.
Okay.
Yeah, charm, yes.
Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. We're derailing this so far right now. Okay, more about Spore. Right.
I'm barely on the rails by myself, and then she's throwing things at me. I'm drunk.
It's just funny because you don't get it, but I think it's fucking hilarious. Minnie thinks it's fucking hilarious, too.
He thinks something's hilarious. Yeah, turned out, charming is a way you can go through things. You like dance and sing with them and try to like win other species over. So you
charming
can,
your way through,
so
life.
You can get their DNA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I've been doing so long.
Yeah,
you dedicate your life to it, huh?
Turns out, as a carnivore, that's not good because you need to eat. So then, like, I charm these guys on the left, and then I go kill the guys on the right, and it was kind of weird. So. I got really aggressive after that, and I turned myself into a big monster. But if you've been listening to this for a while, I am notorious for saying that nothing holds up ever, no matter what it is, except for maybe Predator, the movie. This held up. Not only did it hold up, the graphics can be from a game today, no problem. Like, it's really nice looking. It's super deep, and I was up till 2:30 in the morning playing this. I haven't been up that late in so long. I can't believe how good and how much I'm enjoying.
2:30 is late for you?
Yeah, now it is. Yeah.
Yeah. What time do you like to wake up?
I've been trying to get up at like 5 or 6 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Trying, not doing. Anyway, super highly recommend. I don't, but that's me. I don't know if anything that I've been saying or been interrupted in appeals to you. Like, it's fantastic. I can't believe.
So if you want to start out as HPV and then evolve into AIDS, this is it.
No,
this game is close.
Close. Okay. HPV and then you turn into a T-Rex. At some point.
I'd imagine that game holds up. I've always wanted to play it, and I bought it on sale. It goes on sale a lot of times on Steam for $5, but it's part of Origin Access.
Yeah. And I imagine
with all DLC and everything, right?
That's the thing. No. And I don't know if you can even add the DLC through EA for your copy on. Like, I haven't figured it out.
And there's
I want the DLC back.
And don't forget, with sports, not just eating things and charming things. You can create your own monsters. So it's a really great, like, content creator type of ordeal, too.
Yeah.
And it's interesting when you do meet with other things, like, what comes out of it. It's a great game.
Wasn't that the really appeal of good. Monster Rancher?
Yeah, I've never played that, though.
Oh, I thought,
but this takes it, dude.
Monster Rancher?
Yeah.
The amount that you can, like, customize things. Mm-hmm. So if you go to their website, like, sport.com, all that's scrolling across the bottom of the screen is creations by people. Oh. That's another thing. You're online. Oh, they were first to the game with this whole, like, you know, the Souls-like multiplayer, mm-hmm. where, like, other people's games influence you, but it doesn't necessarily have to be them. They could leave you a note or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
These guys were first to the game because your creations were being uploaded to their server, and as you're playing, it's being downloaded into your game. They're not controlling their creations, but you're seeing other people's creations. So everything that you see is unique because it's coming from millions of players at the cool. time, and all that shit's still on their servers. So
that's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I can't believe it's, like, way ahead of its time. One of the best. I'm going to go ahead and say one of the best games ever made, I think. Very unique, and I can't believe that there hasn't been, like, an upgraded version of this.
Did you get the expansions with that, with the Origin Access?
That, we were just talking about that. I don't know. You don't get them automatically, okay. And I don't know if how would I go about buying DLC for something I don't really own. Like, I didn't see an option for it. Okay. I hope there is, because I want all that shit.
Yeah.
I am balls deep in Spore right now.
Usually they include all that stuff in Origin Access. They're pretty good about that. Maybe they do it and they don't even mention it.
Maybe.
So they have the Creepy and Cute Parts Pack and the Galactic Adventures, and I'm not sure what that
Galactic
is.
Adventures is an entirely new game.
Yeah. That's in 2009.
This is an
11-year-old game.
They added Endgame with that Galactic Adventures, because once you become a space-faring society, the only thing you could do is kind of, like, make a zoo with all the different DNA in the universe. Mm-hmm. You'd go to planet, you'd, like, take their DNA and add it to your thing. I think that started, like, space wars and shit.
But oh.
Well, a little
more thing on this next week. Gonna be playing this like a motherfucker.
Little thing on Crashlands here. So about a year ago, I think it was, I remember talking about this documentary that I watched called A Crashlands Story, Dev Diary. So this is a story about the guys who made Crashlands. I'd never even heard of the game at this point, but I was really into gaming documentaries at the time. I checked this one out, and it was actually pretty good because it doesn't just focus on... I've seen so many indie gaming documentaries, man. Like, I'm sick of them at this point.
Yeah.
But this one focuses on one of the developers gets cancer in the middle of developing this. And it talks about, you know, his obvious struggle with that and how they worked through that and then were able to eventually release the game. So it's got a little more going on to it other than just the, this is how indie games are made.
Right.
But, yeah, Butterscotch.
It had a lot of character, man. It made me, I was laughing through, I mean, I was kind of, like, smirking throughout. Like, there's a ton of, it just keeps throwing jokes at you and some of them stick. Mm-hmm. It had a lot of character going on.
Yeah, one of the things I remember from this documentary that stuck out to me was early on they were talking about their first attempts at making games, and they were making mobile games, and they got a lot of feedback saying from people saying, we don't like the whole, what do they call that with mobile games, the microtransactions,
right.
You know, the pay to win and all that stuff, and having a free game, but then you have to actually spend money to make progress in the game or to do it faster. Like, that's all anybody ever told them. So they came out with a game that didn't have that, and it completely bombed.
Ooh,
it completely
failed. Was it Crashlands?
No, it wasn't Crashlands. It was the one they had made before that. I can't remember what it was called. But I don't know. That stuck out to me because I think a lot of people pay lip service to that. They say, like, oh, yeah, we don't like this, we don't like that. But then when it comes, you know, people speak with their wallets. Like, when it comes down to it, people end up financially supporting those games that we complain about a lot.
This documentary looks like it has a lot of, like, family shots and, like, of the devs and also their families and stuff. And I'm going to segue into Unravel, which I finished this week. And it's a really pretty game where you play a ball of yarn that goes through almost photorealistic levels. Like, it's one of the prettier games. And what you're doing is you're collecting photos for an old lady that you live in her house. And you kind of get the whole story of her life from when she was a child all the way to she was an old lady. and you see the hole, and then there's some like contention in the middle. And what you're doing is you're going through the levels where the photos were taken, and then you're collecting these memories and putting them in her photo book for her. But she doesn't know any of this, obviously. It's kind of like the whole Toy Story thing where somebody walks in and you just kind of fall over. It's hard to follow the story because there's no words ever. Nothing's written ever. So you just have to interpret the pictures the way that you want to. And there is a little bit of a phrase before every time you finish a level, there's a little thing written, but it's really more poetry than anything. So it's very open to interpretation for the story, but it was interesting. I was streaming this game, and the one person that hung out the entire time was somebody who speed runs this game, and he's like addicted. He's like a mad fan for this game. Wow. So much so that he finds people that are streaming it and watches them just to see how they do with their puzzles and stuff. By the way,
watching through new eyes.
Exactly. And he said, I was ahead of the curve.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a little better than most people. I thought that was cool. But yeah, he was talking to me. I was like, dude, what is the story? He's like, it's open to interpretation. But as far as the game goes, the mechanics are kind of like, they're not exact. It's not like Mario where like, you know exactly where you're going to land if you do it perfectly. The graphics are so, they're going so much for photorealism that nothing's really exact. It's kind of like slippery, the whole thing. You might land on the thing and you might not.
Okay.
Like, you never know, but it's okay. You're like, you're not here for that. You're here for the visuals. You're here for the music, and the photos are really nice when you get them. I probably beat it in about 4 hours, if I were to guess. By the way, he has the world record for this game, which is a minute 16. an hour 16.
Oh, okay. I was what?
Yeah. He uses a lot of glitches and stuff, and I'm sure it's full of glitches, because like I said,
I don't think anybody would want to finish in a minute and 16.
I'm just there to win, really. As long as I get there first.
I come first, I win.
Yeah.
But, and yeah, so that's it. I recommend it. But I wouldn't, I don't know. It's weird. If you love good visuals, good music, and you can hang out for a while, good. But like Ori and the Blind Forest is a better version of this to me. I got to pee again.
Really? Because yeah. I think all this is you down here. Oh no, Minnie's got stuff.
I got a little bit. What do I have?
Oh, XCOM 2. Yeah, you've been playing that.
Yeah, that. I played that, and I got like 10 hours into like the base version of XCOM 2. And then Warconi is like, hey, you should be playing War of the Chosen, because everything that XCOM 2 is, and more, and better. And I was like, I've already spent 10 hours in the game. I'm like, I really don't want to reroll. But like Warconi's...
Is it
not,
the expansion?
I'm sorry, not Warconi, it's Khan. God damn it.
Is Warconi's, it the expansion or
standalone? It is an expansion. Sorry, okay. That was a Khan, not Warconius. But it is everything that XCOM 2 is and more. It changes the story up slightly. Like XCOM 2 starts off like at a bad ending of XCOM 1. Mm-hmm. So instead of winning the war, you lose the war and the aliens take over. And instead of being like a government funded agency, you are now like a resistance cell.
Okay.
So that part of the story is like really intriguing. A lot of new mechanics in this, as you saw, there was a horde right there. And so these horde, they're like really low HP zombies.
Yep.
And they're like, seriously, like dozens of them will spawn at a time.
Okay.
Now, the catch is, with these zombies, if you kill them in one shot, it doesn't cost a turn, but it does cost, like, ammo. So this game's, like, a lot about, like, reloading and tactical reloads and all that. So if you kill a zombie, you get another free action. But if you hit the zombie and it doesn't die, or you miss the zombie, then you just use that action. So it's really...
That's kind of a cool mechanic.
Yeah. It is.
It's that's one thing it has going for it, but also there's these three bosses that they introduce: a melee assassin, a sniper, and a mage. Mm-hmm. And depending on where in the world you are, these bosses like hold that part of the world down.
Yeah.
And there's a chance that any mission you go on, they'll just appear there. And they all have they all have a lot of HP, and they all have different quirks. Like one can't be damaged by explosions, can't be flanked, can't be meleeed. They just have a whole bunch of different perks and quirks.
Are you pretty much fucked if they show up?
It makes the mission a lot more difficult, but no, you're not fucked.
And if you kill one, do you have to see him again later on?
Yeah, you. I think I haven't killed one yet, but I have defeated one in Pussy. Battle. What?
I would kill it on first try. Maybe you, bro.
Maybe me. Yeah. So I have defeated one in battle, but I don't think you can kill it until you get to that part of the story where you actually fight gotcha. It in a yeah. fight. So once you defeat it in battle, it's just like, oh, I'm running away now. Like retreat right. is the better part of Valak.
I'll get you next time.
Yeah. And that's a really cool mechanic.
You learn to hate them, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh
man, they are an asshole.
A nemesis.
Yeah. And they always come up in like a Shadow of War. Is that the one? Yeah, the Lord of the Rings.
Nemesis. There's no war with that Chosen. Chosen just gave us some bits. All right.
What?
Okay.
His name's Chosen. Yeah. He gave us some bits. We're talking about War of the Chosen. Where yeah. there's no war. All right.
So yeah, those bosses.
For the ditties and the sub today, thank you.
Those bosses are called the Chosen. God, you fucking just
derailed me. Sorry, dude. Thought it was funny.
Yeah, no, that was good. Now,
Chosen, you hate them.
Yeah,
they run away.
It's a good game.
Yeah, you're completely addicted, dude.
Yeah,
right now.
And they have these new classes like this. Yeah. The stalker, they have like, I think that's a stalker right there. And they have psionics now that like you can form relationships with different factions, and every faction has like these special like elite soldiers.
You hear that, G? Relationships.
What about them? I have no idea.
So they all have like, they have one that's like really good at like just being assault. Like this guy can attack twice in a turn. They have one that she can just stealth until she chooses to reveal herself, so she can just run around the map, be complete recon. They got psionics that they're like blade masters, that's pretty cool. I mean, they can like they can attack and then run away as a free action.
Were you able to get that sword spec off this time?
They totally fixed that sword.
Fixed it?
Yeah, the sword is so badass.
Nice.
They actually have like a 100% hit rate now, so you can't miss, and it does insane amounts of damage.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, the sword spec is very viable.
I like how the characters have their flag on the back of
their
nationality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That chick's got a Canadian flag.
Minnie doesn't name his characters. I thought that was weird.
Dude, I think everybody does at first, but then after a while, it just becomes such a hassle. Like, it's kind of cool at first. I did with the first XCOM, I started naming everyone, then after a while, I gave up.
Yeah. And in this one, it becomes a bit overwhelming because the soldiers, like, not only do they get injured and then they have, like, sit out a few rounds, but they also get tired. And if they get tired and you keep on using them while they're tired, they then get fucked up, so you don't want to do that. And then there's also like covert missions that you can send. You can pretty much send them off on their own mission, and they just get it done, or they don't get it done. You have nothing to do with it, and then they come back. So you send soldiers off,
and that's probably based on their skills and also how tired they are.
It's based on their rank, and you can give them bonuses if you want to like pay that amount. Like you can give them like give them an extra shoulder,
motivate them more.
Or you give them more money. Yeah, you basically have to fund them, and there's a chance that they'll be better.
Awesome game. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I love the first one, man.
Great.
And how much are we looking at here?
If you're paying full price, it's $100 for the game and the expansion.
Wow.
Yeah, probably wait for a sale.
Yeah.
So XCOM 2 is what? 60 bucks. Ooh, damn. Yeah. Still?
Yeah, 60 bucks still.
No, but you got to get it for like, dude, you can get it for 20 sometimes, right?
It goes on sale.
But War of the Chosen, I mean, that seems to add a lot. It's labeled as DLC.
Yeah.
So you have to have the original game for it to work. But that alone is 40 bucks. I don't think I have War of the Chosen. I think I have XCOM 2. But you would agree with what Khan said, that it's not worth playing unless you do War of the Chosen?
No, it's definitely worth playing because XCOM 2 is great. But
it gets even better.
It gets so much better.
Wow.
It adds classes, it adds enemies, it adds missions.
I've started XCOM 2. I'm not that far into it from a long time ago, but you'd think it'd be better just to restart with War of the Chosen.
It makes it so much more enjoyable.
That's cool.
This is where I'm confused, though. I think I asked you this, and I still don't know.
And you'll have more fun.
Are you playing the original content of XCOM 2 with War of the Chosen stuff on top of it?
Yes, in a way. Like I said, it changes the story a bit. Because, like, in the original game, you were rescued by, like, your old general. in the first one, or in, right. the original game. But in the War of the Chosen, it's like one of those faction badasses come and like stealth in and then like break you out.
Okay.
And
but you can play the entire game, just subtle tweaks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the factions, like those other factions that you can get relationships with, they have like rivalries. Like the first two factions, you come in, they fucking hate each other, and then you kind of like have to like charter a peace broker with them.
Cool.
And within that, you can also have the soldiers bond together. Like if they're always on missions and they're in close proximity together,
they get buffs from each other.
Yeah, and they can get buffs from each other.
Nice.
So I had like the two like factions that hated each other. I had them get really close, and now they're like best friends.
Whatever the opposite of that is what you and she have going on. Like every episode we do, you guys drift further apart. All right, moving on.
All right, you've also been playing some Blacklight Retribution.
Yeah, I've talked about this game before. This is where I got my start on Twitch. I started playing this game because I loved it and started getting called a hacker. So I was like, you know, I need to start going live with this. Anyway, I had a friend. I was teaching my friend how to be a good sniper.
Recently, I mean, this time or
yeah,
back?
Back then, like years ago when I was a badass because I was like top three snipers in the world at this game. Loved it. Toot my own horn on that one.
It's okay. There was 20 players. Nobody's impressed.
Yeah, you know, I'm still top, you know.
There's 125 players.
Yeah, right, and this game used to have thousands, man. It was a fun game. Anyway, she called me in. She's like, hey, I've been playing this game nonstop for years. I think I'm a better sniper than you. Let's get this done. I'm like, I need to install this game. I haven't played it in too long. And I fucked her up.
Nice.
Yeah, I was just coming in completely
rusty.
Came out of retirement.
The reluctant hero.
Just destroyed her and then uninstalled the game. Like, oh, that's it. But then, next day, I had a friend come into, a friend that I haven't seen in a long time. We used to play this game all the time. And he lived in East Canada, but he's originally from Ethiopia.
Okay.
He moved away from East Canada because he got a little homesick. He was in college for too long and didn't like the cold life. And I haven't spoken to him since he moved back to Ethiopia. So we recently reconnected. And he's like, dude.
He saw you playing this game?
Yeah, probably because he saw you playing.
No, actually, it was just I hit him up on an app that I had to get my old phone from. So I'd like
WhatsApp?
It was Viber? Viber.
I don't know.
So it's basically
Grindr?
WhatsApp. Yeah. Anyway,
Grindr's almost always funny. You just mention it and like, all right, well, yeah. Everybody knows what that means.
Let's get to laugh.
So I had to dig my old phone out. I had to like start the phone up, and my phone's a piece of shit, so it took a while. I had to text him like, hey man, you still alive? And he got back to me. So anyway, started streaming this game just for old time's sake, and I started playing Blacklight for nostalgia, and god, this game is still good. It's I think it's the best free to play shooter on Steam.
I know it's free to play.
It's very like the shooting is satisfying.
Now. It didn't used to be.
No, it's always been.
Really?
100%.
Well, it's cool that you really like this FPS because, you know, that's how I feel about my Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
I don't have much new content to contribute to the podcast because I'm always playing Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
But I'm having the fucking time of my life. I don't really need to say much more than that.
How much are you putting in a week, like hours?
Well, based on my Steam account, the past 2 weeks, I think I put 24 hours.
That's
in
a good amount of gaming.
Yeah, 12 hours a week. Yeah. That's not bad. And that's without having power for 3 days. So, and that was me being very antsy.
Are you getting your skills back?
My games. I am consistent and I'm actually improving.
Good.
I know this because when I queue up with my higher rank friends, I do all right. But when I'm solo queued in my own rank, I'm top fragging.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
So, but not necessarily winning the game, but still top fragging. That means I'm a better shot now.
Yeah.
As for other games that I tried to squeeze in for the week, I attempted to play Papers, Please.
Are we doing Blacklight? We're just going with whatever.
Yeah, we're done. You're done.
No, I'm still talking about this. This game.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm still talking about this game.
Tell us more about your friend in Ethiopia.
I want more people to start playing this game because people were coming into my Twitch chat. It's like, what is this game? I don't know much about it. I've heard of it. And it's still lively. I was playing last night at
check your Grindr app. He's going to ask you to play Blacklight with him.
3 and 4 in the morning.
Backlight.
And the servers were still rocking. At 3 in the morning, this game came out in like 2010. People are still playing it. It's pretty awesome. Like, to give you an idea of what this game is, it's a first-person shooter, but it's very customizable. You can customize your armor. You can go for a speed build, an armor build, something in between. Every weapon is completely customizable. You have, like, five options to change each weapon. You can even go for, like, a melee assassin if you want to do that. But it's,
how are you paying for these upgrades? Through in-game currency?
You can. You can pay to upgrade, but I've seen people that just start off with, like, basic stuff, and they just wreck shit. Like, you do not need to upgrade anything to be effective in this game. If your skills are good, you're going to be fine.
Right. So like TF2, like, there's different weapons, but it doesn't necessarily mean an upgrade.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Well, yeah, TF2 is like goods and bads to each.
Right. Yeah.
But you can just customize your weapon to fit your playstyle. It's really awesome.
That's cool. Yeah. Way to kill my segue. Anyways, Paper...
you segued before I was even done. That was more of an abrupt stop on what Minnie's saying and start what Chi's saying. That was not a segue.
Remember what I said about drifting apart? All right. Chi, please. Paper, please.
Play Papers, Please. Not for a very long time. I got to a point in the game where I honestly could not figure out the game mechanic to proceed further.
Mm.
So Papers, Please, what this is... it's a very small game. I think it was only 4 megabytes for me to install. What you are is border patrol, basically. And your responsibility is to identify who gets granted entry or who does not into, what is it, Arstog? But can you
scroll
down?
Sure, it's like a fake.
It's Estonia, isn't it? Estonia.
Estonia is a real place. East Greston. There you go.
Yeah.
I think it's playing off of like East and West Germany.
It's like
people really want to get in. They're starving.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, yeah. So this is just you're in a booth. There's a giant fucking line right outside the door. We talked about this game before. And I figured it'd be right up my alley for something that I would like. But when I was trying to get into it, I didn't really pay attention to what the game mechanics were. They gave you rules, but then you have freedom to do what you want. So that's what I chose to do. I just kind of did what I wanted. And you get a paycheck at the end of the day, and you basically can starve your family and have them like freeze to death if you don't do well.
Which is the first thing you did.
Basically. No, but I got to the point where there was a person that came in, and here's the thing. I play this game based on feeling, not based on logic. I just basically like denied everybody. I'm like, I don't want you in my country. Get the fuck out. But it's
racist as fuck. You are too dark. I don't want you in here.
I was looking for the game over. Like, I was already done with the game.
How long did you put in? I started
45 minutes because the game actually made me stop. I got to a point where there was a gentleman who came in who had absolutely no papers. I'm like, the fucking game is about giving me your papers.
Yeah.
And this dude comes up and he's like, you know, he goes, like, he's like, Arstarka or something like that.
Okay.
Aristotska. He's like, yeah, number one country, go Aristotska. And I'm like, where the fuck is your paper, dude?
Yeah.
And then and the game was telling me to interrogate him, or inspect him, and I couldn't find
how to
do it. And basically, my shift ended. The clock ran down. The line dissipated. It's nighttime now.
And he's still there,
fucking giving me this stone cold stare. I actually clipped it for everybody because I could not figure out how to get him to fucking leave. So he's basically like that, like a creeper at my window. I felt so uncomfortable.
There's not a whole lot of things to click on in this game.
I couldn't shut him down. I couldn't get him to leave. So I was like, fuck it. Alt F4. This, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like,
did you see the short film?
And then you hear a knock on the door.
And then IRL. I look out my IRL window and he's fucking there. There is a short film on this game. I might revisit this game again, but it was just so frustrating that
did you watch it? The short film?
No, I did not.
It's pretty good.
But it was just ridiculous how I felt stuck in a game that is supposed to be essentially simple.
Gee, I don't know. I wouldn't call it simple. But you were denying everybody just flat out?
Yeah, kind of. I kind of just wanted to see how the game would go.
Did you still get a paycheck?
I got like $20.
No, I like it. Huh?
I just wanted to see what happened
if I did.
And nothing much happened. A terrorist killed my guard once.
Because I was thinking it's probably a good way to go about it, because I kept getting demarks by letting people that were like, they shouldn't have been allowed in, and I let them in, and then that's when you lose money. So I'm wondering, if you just say no to everybody.
What was your average paycheck per day?
I have no idea. I played this for 5 minutes, and I'm like, I don't play games to work.
I felt like I had enough money to like keep the heater on, but not
feed
my family.
This is a very hard game. They give you a lot of things that you need to take care of, like, you know, you got to make money, you got to support your family, you also have to do a good job doing your job, mm-hmm. but it's really hard, probably impossible to do everything super well. You have to make sacrifices in certain areas.
As for the gameplay itself, it was very, of course, it's kind of monotonous.
The graphics are so
It's very
bad.
Tedious in a sense. And the reason why I was just denying people was because I wanted to see what the game would do. And technically, it would say I did something wrong, but it wouldn't penalize me. And if it did later, it took a lot. But this was just very early game.
Yeah.
So maybe much like things happen much further into the game, but I got to a point where I couldn't progress.
Right.
So
how far did you
I'll
get,
have to
Bobby?
Revisit.
Or how long did you play?
Yeah, I don't know. A couple hours maybe.
Yeah.
It gets really difficult. Like there's a lot of different things. They kind of work it up. Mm-hmm. You start off, people come in, they have papers. It's very basic. You check one or two things. Then mm-hmm. it's like you got to start checking papers, visas, the credit card.
Interrogating.
Like, how do you interrogate people, Bobby, in this game?
I don't know. I can't remember. It's been years. This game came out like 5-6 years ago, didn't it?
Yeah. The graphics don't do it any... Like, it's weird because you're supposed to like see subtle differences in pictures, and mm-hmm. yet we're working with 8-bit graphics here. So you're like... or like 16-bit graphics.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I don't know. Maybe it worked. That's what they were going for. I don't know. I'm sure it...
Wasn't it one guy who made this game?
It looks like it. He might have been blind, too.
I mean, the graphics are what they need to be.
I don't want to... I can't recommend it. I played it for 5 minutes. It's just not for me. You will be blowing off no hands in this game.
Yeah, like it's basically just...
It's a simulator game.
Yeah, it's a simulator.
It's a thinking you're at man's a checkpoint. Game.
Yeah.
Yep, not me.
It's almost like a... It's almost like a puzzle game, really.
Aren't all games puzzles?
Not.
Isn't life a puzzle? I played Stranger Things mobile game. It's a free download by...
I played that.
It's an official game.
That's cool.
It's like a throwback Nintendo game. You feel like you're playing like a...
The icon is actually like a Super Nintendo cartridge.
Sorry, Bobby. I talked over you. Can you
repeat
that?
Sorry. I was just saying that isn't the icon like a Super Nintendo cartridge?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. No, it's like Legend of Zelda almost, kind of. It's that type of graphics where you're walking around in an area.
Okay. From a top-down perspective. Yeah. It is super old school. A lot of nostalgia here.
Is it an RPG?
If you like that kind of thing.
Kind of a little more linear. There's not as much free roaming.
So you start off as the sheriff, but then you save Lucas, which is one of the kids, and he has like a slingshot, I think. So when you need to punch things, you turn into, like, you could just select whatever ability you need, but it's actually a person. So you transform into that person, and then you can get stuff done. And it's cute. It works well. Yeah, it's like an old school, and it's free. Like, it's really well done. A lot of work went into it, and there's no microtransactions. This is solely made just to bring up the name Stranger Things. There's no way to spend money on this, I don't think.
I don't know.
I don't think it
definitely doesn't like force you into doing that or like push you into doing that. Maybe there is a microtransaction.
If you can't tell,
you can play without it.
I think it's
awesome that they made a video game, because they did integrate a lot of video game culture into the series itself.
Yeah.
So if they didn't come out with a video game for Stranger Things, then it would almost be like a folly.
And it's also apt that they did an 80s themed game. Like, it looks like it's right out of the
80s. Mm-hmm. School game. Yeah, this is one of those games that comes out on
mobile.
That's
where I need to go. That's all right there.
Doesn't really make much of a buzz. Chad actually told me about this game. He's like, you got to play it. It's really good. I'm like, dude, I don't do mobile. And he's like, no, this one's actually really good. And he was right. This game actually is, for a mobile game, you know how I feel about those. Like, this is one of the good ones. But I don't know. This is one of those games where it comes out and nobody really notices that much. Had this come out on the Super Nintendo 25 years ago, it would have been in the top 10.
Yeah,
like,
for
it
sure.
It would have been one of the greats.
So... highly recommend. And going with my Netflix themes recommendations for this week. Ozark is fucking fantastic. Super good. And Voltron, the new Voltron's really good as well.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Both of these are rated like 8.5 on IMDb. So check them out if you don't have, if you have some time
dude, for is, some gaming. Is Voltron, do you think that's really funny? Because I laugh.
Oh, yeah. Like, out loud. It's really well written, dude.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Because I kind of like where, like, first of all, they're trying to learn. They have no idea what they're doing in these lions. They just found them. And they're like, they're not even good at fighting monsters. They have no idea what they're doing. Yeah. And that's exactly how it would be.
Yeah.
Like, you just suit up, you jump in this lion, the controls doesn't make, and then you get your ass kicked, and you kind of like, it's supposed to be intuitive, but not when you want it and stuff. I think, and they wrote that in so well.
How far have you gotten into the series?
Maybe sixth episode.
Okay.
And the first season
two picks up really well. Cool. Definitely.
So yeah, that's a recommendation. I think I've missed a game. So Elder Scrolls Legends just had a huge change. I wouldn't call it an update, but they announced this at E3, I think. Bethesda said that a new company is going to be taking it over. It used to be like some other developer, not Bethesda, and then they gave it to yet another one now.
Oh my.
And they changed the look completely. So this is the old look, Bobby. That's mm-hmm. You clicked on the link, right?
Yeah.
So click on actually Elder Scrolls Legends and you'll see what it looks like now.
That was still two lanes, though, right?
Yeah, it's still two lanes. That they haven't changed the game or the cards or anything, but it's the aesthetic and it's the. So if you scroll down a little bit, so now that's how the starting screen looks, mm-hmm. and if you go down just a little bit more, you'll see the other one, Bobby. So this is what it looks like now. It's more they
looks went, like a table.
Yeah, it looks like a table with like stuff strewn about. Mm-hmm. It's not a huge departure, but the cards have no borders now, and it's mostly it focuses on the art, which I like that part, but. Besides that, it really looks like even more of a just a mobile game now. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's cheapened. Everybody on Reddit hates it. I like what they did with the cards, but only that. And I haven't played the game since because it's hard now. Like I have to go download another client, I think. And I don't know. It just seems different so much so that I'm not playing it. It's just weird. Like it's almost like this is the end of my addiction. Maybe. And it not to talk mad shit about it, but it's just so different that like it's not comfortable anymore, I guess. I don't know. The gameplay mechanics, nothing's changed. Like
have
I said.
You talked to Lee Milf about it? I know she was really into this game.
No, I haven't.
I wonder what her take on
I'm curious. And by the way, Rubber Nuts too. He's master level at this game.
That dude's all over the place with video games, man.
Yeah.
He should have his own podcast.
Yeah. Well, he has six days off every other week.
So
that leans to a lot of like gameplay, right? Yeah, especially when you live in a mining town where there's nothing else to do.
Sorry.
All right. Did you want to talk about Guacamelee too?
Started playing that with Sam, the co-op. If you try to play this co-op, you have to go through 15 minutes of tutorial and story before you even get the option to bring the second player in. And there's no way to know this unless you go and Google how to play multiplayer too. So we were trying it over and over, different going in the menus, couldn't find it. I was getting frustrated until I found that you have to go through 15 minutes. Anyway, mm-hmm. Once you get there, I mean, I can only iterate what Mindy said when he reviewed it. It's a better version of the first game. It's beautiful, really well done. A lot of different moves going on.
They take the whole Mexican thing to a new level.
Yeah. I mean, you're fighting in the Mexiverse, right? So, it's great. Every time you get like a power up, depending on what level it is, it's how many roosters crow when you get it. So like if you get the level three roosters come out, that's how you know it's really good.
Yeah.
Because there's three roosters. One thing I really want to just mention on this is color. Every game has color almost, and it's kind of like how Limbo took black and white to a new level where you're like, how can you do so much with black and white? Mm-hmm. The implementation of color in this game is like, it's definitely exaggerated, but not to a point where like it's so nice to look at. It's just a nice aesthetic, mm-hmm. and nobody, you, it's rare that you see a game that uses color to this.
It's very vibrant.
Very vibrant, but not too much. It's just catches a really great looking. It catches the eye. Yeah. Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, I really want to play this game.
It's good, bro.
We got to set up the family sharing again, because this and then Shadow the Tomb Raider.
Oh, and it supports four players, actually.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, and the co-op is actually really well done. It does that whole thing where, like, if one paw falls into a pit, which would, I think, kill you, would that?
Some pits kill you, some pits will, like, just reset you.
Oh, okay. So it'll reset you back to the player one.
Okay.
The reason I like it is because in some places, having two players, it makes it way easy. Like, you could just brute force your way through something that's supposed to be a puzzle.
And the other one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the camera always follows player one. So if player two does a jumping puzzle correctly, they're fucked because they're going to be, you can't see where they're going.
Okay.
And you have to catch up. So there's pros and cons, and I kind of like the balance between the two. And what Minnie was saying about the jokes, like, they're just hitting you nonstop with, like, cameo or Easter egg joke, and, like, you know, every fifth one hits.
Yeah,
but it's okay because they're coming at you 60 jokes per minute.
They cannot have a line of dialogue without trying to be funny.
Yeah Everything is an attempt at a joke, so that's good too. So really good game.
The story is ridiculous, trying to find, like, the god guacamole.
Yeah, like the perfect recipe of guacamole.
Yeah, I was looking at the screenshot here, and the subtitle says mortals were not allowed to taste his sacred guacamole.
Yeah,
I want to know what's going on.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that reminds me of a screenshot I took. First of all, I took so many shots of the first Guacamelee, like, oh, that looks cool, screenshot. And then when I was done with the game, I'm like, I'm never going to go back and look at these. So I just deleted a bunch of them. But, like, when you're playing it, you're just blown away by how everything looks.
Yeah. So you cannot find a Mexican pizza at all?
Oh, is there? No, there's no food in this game.
I don't think so.
Yeah, there is no food other than the guacamole.
How's that pizza thing going, Bobby?
It's good.
When's the last time that you added one? Oh, it's good.
Just like, was it Monster Prom?
There's been something other than that. I don't know. It's been a
something,
while.
Bobby, and
what I really have to do, I have to go back and reshoot the one from Lego Jurassic Park. I didn't get a good shot of that. Yeah, so we got to do reshoots.
I can't believe that's on your mind. That's, you know,
it's on my to-do list. Every time I see it, I'm just like, I'm not happy with that.
How often do you go back and look at this album?
Every now and then.
Where can we find this album?
It's linked on my Twitch. If you go to twitch.tv/Robert_digital.
But also your Steam account, right? That's where it is.
A lot of the screenshots are on there, but I have it all composed in an Imgur album. Well, I guess you could go to Imgur and find it there, but I don't know if it's...
What's it called? It's called,
like, I bet you anything this will get upvotes on Reddit.
Possibly.
Jerk.
It's somewhere up here. I even like my graphics. Oh, I'm hosting us right now. That's cool. So, yeah. Oh, if you click on A History of Pizza and Video Games.
There you go.
It is an Imgur. What's my Imgur account? I don't know. But I've got them all chronologically ordered, name of the game, and the date that the game was released on each of them, starting with Commander Keen.
Chronologically when the game is released?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Based on release. It gets a little weird, like with GTA 5, that, you know, do PC release or do you the actual game release? I think I went with actual game release. Love the Vice City one. That's a great one.
I don't like that one because it's not real pizza.
Okay. It's a pizza slice. Mm-hmm. Though I think my most recent one, this is in chronological order, so I can't really, like, scroll to the bottom. Chronologically, the most recent one is Monster Prom. April 27th, 2018.
Hey, wait. Oh, I cameo in that screenshot. Look, it says Frankensmooch at the bottom.
Oh yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Gee, so you were all about that game. Did you ever keep playing after the crazy review you gave it that you loved it?
I think I played a couple of games, and then that was
because it's like a board game, right? So you can only
it's really
repetitive.
I would go back given time
almost
in between.
Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving.
This is the one I'm not happy with. We got to redo that. See, the pizza's in the box there. There's a shot in the cutscene where you can get a much better view.
Oh, it's I can see how this disturbs you. This is awful. Mm-hmm.
It's troubling. I know. I mean, you see the issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Randall's Monday.
How about
kickers?
What, you know what would keep me up at night if I were Bobby and I had this album is if I overlooked a pizza box. And just played a game and never took the screenshot.
I don't think that ever happens to Bobby.
This is the one it all started with, The Wolf Among Us.
Really?
Yeah, okay. That was the first. There's GTA 5 right there where you play a pizza delivery guy. Yeah.
Nice.
Deadpool right there.
You know, that's a great picture, beginning. Man.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's, that and the Octodad are my favorite one.
I love Octodad.
Oh, that's a good one, too, from Battle Block Theater. Yeah, Borderlands. They're all here, all the hits, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the older ones. This one was fun, too. This was Fear 2. I got this one recently. This is a shot taken in elementary school. Yeah. Oh, Leisure Suit Larry. Yeah,
you
I mean, they're all there, folks.
The
all the
That's
hits.
Impressive.
Check it out. Pizza, video
or,
games.
Or don't. I really support most of Bobby's work, but this is some of his
worst
work.
We did pretty much review the entire album right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, so. We just did. You're not missing much. If you've ever seen Pizza, you've seen this album.
All right, what else we got to talk about here? Overcooked 2, I think that's our last one.
Sam was in a game-playing mood, so we played that co-op as well. I think females are just better at multitasking. She had no problem with this. Like,
that's awesome.
Obviously, when we got later on, it got hard for us. But
maybe she's better in the kitchen.
Yeah, boom. Love it. So good. We did way better than me and Minnie did. And I'm not talking shit about Minnie, but I'm,
dude, maybe, I'm so bad at this
maybe
game.
I'm talking shit about Mankind.
I was spinning around not knowing what to do.
This is why you ready for this? Yeah. This is why we quit. I told her this is too stressful for me. I cannot continue. Same reason that you told me. Like, you get to a point where, like, it's not fun anymore because your spine is tingling. Like, I can't. And she's like, just cook the shit up and put it on the plate.
Stop being a bitch, you bitch.
Yeah, stop being a bitch. Oh, and by the way, remember the one that they just showed it where, like, up top on the your raft, there's only chopping to be done.
Yeah.
On the bottom one, you have to fry, serve up. Yeah, that one. So this time I was the one on the bottom. I was making fun of you because I was like cracking my knuckles and like leaning back in my chair while you were doing all the work.
Yeah.
So this time roles were reversed.
And but she's talking shit.
Oh, yeah. She's like, what is wrong with you? Because she's watching me spin around.
Oh, my goodness.
By default, I don't know, me and Minnie, who have low tolerance for stress, when you get to a point and you don't know what to do, you just start spinning. You not that your character does it on its own. No, you're spinning your controller because you're trying to figure out what to do.
I can't relate.
No,
because you always know what to do.
In Overcooked, yes.
You're probably
everybody
right.
I've ever played with, they do the spinning technique. Yeah. At least one time.
It's not a technique. It's a side effect.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, good game. Play with your girl. If you want a game that she might be better than you at, this might be it.
I still really want this game and people to play it with.
It's nice that it's online. We played with somebody online and it worked pretty well. Except for the time he was spinning around too.
All right, let's talk a little news here. A lot of Telltale news again. So we heard last week about how they were closing down, let go of a lot of employees. And there's a little bit of fallout from that. So first up, early footage of Telltale's Stranger Things games has leaked online. So this is one of the projects that they were working on before they got shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Stranger Things game, which seems appropriate.
Yeah, it's a natural fit.
Yeah. And popular series. Some of this has already been taken down, but you can see some of them here. Real basic footage, the Demogorgon right there. It seems like that would be a good fit for the Telltale games, but I don't know. I think we talked about last week how everyone's just kind of over the genre. But if any game was going to work, this would be it.
It's funny because I was about to talk shit and say, like, you can't keep doing the same thing with new IPs and feel like without growing your brand. Like, not growing your brand is acquiring new IPs, but growing your mechanics, you have to grow them eventually. But look at Lego. They haven't changed anything, and they're just smashing.
They've changed a little bit. There's been some
increment.
They changed some big things. Like when I played Lego Jurassic World,
that was open world, right?
Yeah, they open world. There's like collections that you build, and you have your own little area, and then you go off and do the different stories. So I don't know. I haven't played one since then. I don't know what they've done since. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's the same, but they are progressing.
Okay. I guess maybe I'll say it this way then. Had they not changed any mechanics, I think they would be doing almost as well as they were. For some reason, Lego just seems to be this one thing where you could just keep doing the same thing with different IPs and do fine.
Well, you got two IPs there too. You got Lego, which is huge buy-in, and then you've got whatever IP they choose. Star Wars, freaking huge.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. And even Telltale, didn't they try new things with the Batman game? They tried doing some sort of multiplayer thing.
I'm not sure.
I think that was a selling point on that, where you could have multiple people playing and it affected the decision making somehow. I can't remember the details.
Other thing that fell through with these games is I saw an article that says you can literally not touch the controller and just let the game play out and it doesn't affect anything. You're still going to get the same ending. Well, one of three, you know, like
there are some times where you have to move around and just
walk around. Yeah. But as far as like the decision making, it really doesn't matter. But does the book matter unless you read it? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Huh. So I don't know.
Would you guys play this game if it came out? Because I think Netflix wants to move forward with this. So I think they're going to find a newer or a new company to create it. And who knows if it'll be the same, if it'll be better or worse, but I don't know. Stranger Things game. We talked about that other one and how great that worked, but that's mobile. Do you think it really works on the PC here in a Telltale style?
I mean,
I personally would not play Stranger Things. Not that it wouldn't be an amazing game, and nothing against the Telltale series. I feel like you have to be in a certain mood to play Telltale games.
Like reading a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't been interested in playing a Telltale game in a very long time.
What's the last
one
you played?
Not that I didn't have Life is Strange. That's not Telltale. Sorry, no. Game of Thrones. So, Game of Thrones was the last Telltale game that I played, and
episodes?
No. Oh. And I never actually played The Walking Dead Telltale either.
Wow.
But that's the thing. It never really. Like, I understand the appeal, but it personally did not draw me to complete any of the series. Not that I complete my games anyways, but to actually traverse further down the Telltale.
I mean, you played one, you played them all pretty much. Mechanics wise, stories changed, but I don't know. There's a reason that this happened, unfortunately.
Didn't Telltale make Poker Night at the inventory?
They did. I believe they
did. Yeah, that's one of their early Telltale ones. They also played. Made a Jurassic Park game pretty early on, a Back to the Future one. Yeah, they had a lot of stuff before they got really big with
Walking Dead.
Yeah, The Walking Dead.
I think Poker Night is the best poker game ever. That game is really fun. The characters are awesome, and I used to play a lot of poker
and all that stuff. Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I used to play a lot of poker, and I love that game.
Cool. Did you ever play for money online?
Yeah.
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 Did you overall net win or lose?
I don't. Like, I think I broke even because I don't remember.
Okay.
So, like, if I lost some, it wasn't much. If I won some, it wasn't much.
Yeah. Gotcha.
All right, another Telltale news. Telltale Games is being sued by a former employee over the layoffs. There's really not too much to this. Like, how can you comment on it? But I will say, after reading that book that was recommended to me less than a year ago, what was it? Singularity Zero something. By the guy who wrote one of our favorite underrated games.
Oh, yeah. That we interviewed him? That guy?
No. God, I'm blanking here. I'll look it up. Anyway, but after reading that book, you realize how shitty it would be to work in the video game industry, depending on what you're doing. There's a million types of jobs, but stories like this come out all the time, and it's just, I don't know.
It's like any job, man. You can
any job.
You don't think?
No, this would be way worse.
Things need to get done. You either do them or you don't, and then at the end of the day, the business makes it or fails. Like,
here's the problem with video games. There's no end of the day. They got this whole period where they call crunch time, where everybody just works nonstop, like pretty much sleeps at the office, does whatever they can. Their entire life revolves around it.
I'm sure
like,
magazines and newspapers are very similar as well.
Nah.
I doubt
it's brutal.
Movies.
Anything like Grandma's Boy, you know.
Movies maybe, but here's the thing with movies. There's a lot of laws in place because movies have been around for so long, especially when it comes to kids. There's so many laws in place and like SAG reps and whatever. Like it's a little less brutal, but like in video games, it's like a little more of the Wild West. And there's just so many, I don't know. Chad maybe, because he's worked in the industry before. He maybe could comment on this more. But there's a lot of like what you put into it is what you get out of it. But also like there's a lot of stories of it just being like a really, really detrimental place to work. Like I couldn't imagine having a family and like working at a video game company.
I think you've seen a lot of documentaries about video gaming. That's how it comes up. It can't all be like that.
No, I understand.
No, there's probably jobs that don't require as much. You know,
Maybe the ones you hear about are the shitty ones.
Well, if you want to be like one of the big creators, like this guy who wrote the book that I can't remember. Like, he was very integral. He wrote the story on, dude, the book or the game where you play the guy and it has the multiple endings and like, it's, you know, it's like a first person shooter, yeah. But it's kind of generic, but then it has this whole meaning and you find out like the guy never existed. He was dead the whole time and it was all in your head.
That's a book?
No, this is a game.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
It's got a really generic name. Okay, this guy worked on BioShock. Chat, help me out here. I'm dying.
Isn't
that I'm dying up here.
Yeah. Let's just look at Bobby intensely until something happens.
Let's see. Oh, God. What was his name? I kept messing it up because it sounded
Time Splitters?
Like
no.
No, it's single player.
I'll remember it.
All right.
All right. Moving on. Let's see. Ooh, I'm excited about this. So, BlizzCon is coming up. November 2nd and 3rd, I believe, or 3rd and 4th, but it's about a month away, and they've announced that virtual ticket holders, as well as people who actually attend the event, will get to play World of Warcraft Classic, or the demo that's coming out. So they actually have a playable demo, and they have a video about this where they're talking about it, and it's just a few key instances of the game, you know, some of the big ones that people remember that you'll be able to play, and...
So World of Warcraft Classic, is that just vanilla WoW?
Yeah. Or?
It's vanilla WoW, but they've had to do a lot of things to make it still kind of modern. Nobody knows what this is going to be like, and I'm really interested to see how it pans out.
Only Blizzard could charge and also tease you being able to play a game that you played 13 years ago.
Well, if you listen to some of the things that they're saying, it almost sounds like they're a little skeptical about it. They're like, you know, just because, you know, the whole story with this, they never wanted to do this. And people were always like, we want to play vanilla WoW. We want to play vanilla WoW. We're going to make our own illegal servers and we're going to play vanilla WoW. Fuck you, Blizzard. And finally they're just like, all right, fine, we'll do it. There's a famous clip from a BlizzCon years back where, holy shit.
Wow. We just, that's okay. New. So
purple screen of death.
We're no longer streaming. Should we cut the podcast? We'll take a break here.
I'm just going to restart the computer. We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back.
All right, guys, we're back. We had a little hardware failure, but we are going to make it to the end of the show, hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to pick up right where we left off. So anyway, that's the second time I got crabs.
So I was talking about Vanilla WoW and how there was that BlizzCon event where one of the guys on the panel said, after someone had asked a question, he said, you think you want this, but you don't want this. Like, all that stuff that you hated about the original game, it's still there. And you would hate it if you played it again. And kind of shut the dude down. And it's like a notorious clip on YouTube. And people still said, we want Vanilla WoW. So they're finally making Blizzard Classic, but who knows what this is actually going to be like. And I don't know. I'm excited I get to play the demo because I've been wanting to play this since they announced it at last BlizzCon. And also during that little break, we had time to figure out what that book was. I was trying to think. It was called Significant Zero by Walt Williams. And the game that he wrote was Spec Ops The Line.
Which you guys just spoiled the ending for me. By the way.
Not really. Bobby was wrong.
There's a lot to the ending. And that's just
no,
like
I'm pretty
one
sure I was right.
Part.
But yeah, there's a lot more to it.
A lot.
There's a lot to that.
That's
game.
The current single.
The writing is definitely the best part about that
the
game.
The two yeah, sure. single player games I'm juggling right now is Resident Evil 7 and Spec Ops The Line. So.
Oh, I know you were actively playing.
I thought you beat 7 already.
Nope.
Oh.
I thought we... What? I just like dream up the conversation I had about Spec Ops The Line or did
yeah,
I not
I
2 weeks
talking
ago
about
talking
ever.
About it?
No.
Are you sure?
No, Resident Evil, for
no,
sure.
You did talk about it, though.
Did yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Spec Ops The Line?
I don't listen to you, GM.
See, you drink a lot, Amelia, so I would understand if you browned out, blacked out.
The only reason I drink so much is to drown out.
But I'm surprised Bobby didn't pull this up after me literally just diving into this
I
game
honestly
and
don't
loving
remember
it.
You talking about Spec Ops.
Yeah, me neither.
Maybe I just talked about it on stream and not
or
the
maybe
actual
you,
podcast.
You talked to him about it because he remembers it. Anyway, let's move on. Who cares?
She doesn't fucking talk
hey,
to me.
Hey, stuff happened in the past or didn't. Who cares? Let's move on.
Or did it. All right. In light of Telltale closing down, PC Gamer has released this list of all the studios that have closed down in the past year. And there's quite a few of them. A lot of them you may not have heard of, but one of them that I definitely remember was Visceral Games. It's unfortunate, but Visceral, Telltale Games, Boss Key Productions, we remember that, Lawbreakers and Radical Heights.
What did the first Visceral make?
Visceral made all the Dead Space games.
Oh, I guess THQ was a couple years ago, huh? Maybe three.
Yeah, yeah, but that's like a publisher, isn't it? THQ? No.
Yep, THQ is a publisher.
Now.
Maybe they had.
They still publish, but they were the dev side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
There's several, a bunch of others on here. Runic, Carbine, Wargaming Seattle, Capcom Vancouver, Gazillion Entertainment.
That those just ones happened, the Capcom Vancouver.
Damn, some of these are like 150, 200 employees.
Yeah, they list how many employees were like a. That's tough.
That's rough.
I'd like to see the other side of this. How many new ones are opening with a bunch of employees, or how much growth there is within the other. You know what I mean? Like, I like to see the other side. How many new employees did EA hire this year?
Oh, yeah.
And so on and so on. Mm-hmm. Ubisoft, how many new people did they bring in? Just to see, like, overall what's going on with the gaming mm-hmm. industry.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd imagine the developers would find jobs elsewhere. But still, that sucks for job security. I mean, just being like one day, hey, you lost your job, see ya. And then the next day having to go out looking for a job, that's stressful. And it's unreliable. And if you have like a family that you need to provide for, that makes things very difficult.
So, Bobby, everything being equal, pay, distance, everything mm-hmm. being equal, you wouldn't switch your job for a gaming industry job because of this crunch time? That seems so terrible.
What do you mean equal?
Like same pay, same commute, all that mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just jump straight over to...
It depends, man. It depends on the company. It depends. Like if it's some new startup company, fuck no, dude.
Well, yeah.
Would you?
I need you like benefits. Your security, right?
Yeah. If it was something
if I were higher up on the chain, mm-hmm. like if I had like...
If we were just like a grunt? Like,
yeah, a grunt, no. I would. Even if I was making the same amount of money, no. Mm-hmm. But if I had like had some say on where the company's... headed
some kind of managerial power,
sure, okay. Or like an SFO or something like that.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
Damn, moving right to the
CFO,
top.
Sorry,
a CFO. This is like, you got any CFO positions open?
You asked, I answered. All right,
yeah, yeah.
Sons wait, of isn't, bitches.
Boy, Elon Musk, is he like stepping down or?
Oh, he fucking quit. Well, yeah, he stepped down. He resigned.
Damn.
Yeah,
damn.
But it doesn't mean.
It might be better for them at this, or for Tesla at this point.
Oh, man, it was such a weird thing.
I'm going to be following that. I want to see what happens, definitely.
So do you guys know what happened?
No.
So he reported that his stock was worth $420 a share, I believe, or $4.20 or something like that, only to make the joke, 420 joke,
okay.
Of marijuana.
Right.
It was actually 419. The trades commissions came after him. Because he misreported.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it got to the point where he had to resign as... That's the way I understand it. It mm-hmm. seems simplified, but he's like, I was trying to make my girlfriend laugh. I said, 420, haha.
I think our big money is just after Elon.
Yeah.
For general. Multiple reasons. Yeah. So they just latched onto this.
On the Rogan podcast, he really like... He's like, people keep saying that like, I'm a CEO. I'm an engineer. Like, I just solve problems. That's all I do. Like, I don't know why people keep looking at me and like as a businessman. I'm not a businessman. I just engineer answers to problems.
Well, when you're in the spotlight so much, people are just going to think you run shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true. He's definitely trying to rock star the whole thing out, but he should, man. He's mm-hmm. fucking our Benjamin Franklin or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, wait, is he an inventor? Kind of, right?
Yeah.
Franklin. He
invented the bifocals.
Definitely an inventor.
At least that's the, I don't know if that's true, but that's what I hear. At the elementary school.
At the old elementary. I hang out there a lot.
All right. We got a little bit of hardware here. Razer, again, is coming out with a new device. This is a headset that rumbles.
Can we get a sponsorship?
I do not fucking recommend a headset that rumbles. Haptic, why the fuck would you want
haptic feedback on your headset.
That is terrible.
Why would you want this?
Is this another Japanese video? Please be another Japanese.
Why would I want my head shaking? That makes no sense.
I think it's probably very...
That reminds me of your roller coaster VR.
Oh, yeah.
People just shaking shit and...
Oh, my God.
They make great commercials.
I mean, I would rather sit on a rumble pad than have my...
I'm sure you would.
I'm sure you would.
Oh, my God.
And be on webcam at the same time?
No.
Whoa.
But...
Oh, my God. No. I died again.
This is why I don't own Razer products. Oh, my God.
They do. They are kind of getting... They're leaning heavy into the whole gimmicky thing. Yeah. Just like... I don't know.
just don't buy any gaming headset ever. If I can give one piece of advice on anything about gaming, don't buy gaming headsets. They're all garbage. Every single one of them. Don't do it.
All right. Right. And he doesn't take a lot of stances. That's one of the hard stats.
That's the final word on that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into some listener questions. We've got quite a few. Before we get into this, first
so
of all...
This is so weird. I'm sorry. This weirds me out.
Right. But, gee, I don't think it's like... I think it's like a subtle, like kind of like your haptic feedback when you...
Yeah.
Like your phone, you, when you're on your phone. Texting.
You know, you feel a little bit. You get hit. And you get a little,
I guess like bass. You feel a bass sometimes.
It's going to keep me from barking, that's for sure. It's like a bark collar.
Wow. Maybe they'll probably have this at BlizzCon. I'll check it out because Razer has a booth at BlizzCon.
Yeah, check it out, dude. Guess what? That'd be really cool.
Get some hands-on experience.
Get them audio tickles.
I had a buddy that put subwoofers into the couch. So when you were like watching,
did it work?
Yeah, dude, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Bobby, are you going to see old Mini over there?
I guess.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I could see one advantage to rumbling headphones.
Okay.
I
fall asleep sometimes.
Heavily rely on sound as an advantage in video games.
Right.
So if I could hear footsteps or bullets or anything,
feel them.
And the rumble helps with the directional fucking whatever.
If you get hit from the left and the
directional rumble.
And then like you directional rumble.
Yeah.
I could see the benefit to that, but it still seems excessive.
God, if I ever have a band, I'm going to name it Directional Rumble. How good is that?
I don't know. We'll see.
I think we found the title.
See? It's so funny. The way they advertise it on the page, too, it says you can now react to any in-game movement, even if it's coming from above or beneath you. And what's crazy is that sometimes, like, on stream, if I'm trying to dodge a bullet or do something, like, check a corner, like, my body is actually moving with my...
Do you still move your head?
With my WASD. Yeah, all the time.
Really?
And like even in Resident Evil, like I'll like fucking like fall off my chair if something comes at me.
Bobby,
like, it's like
being,
right there in my face.
Being a robot, when's the last time you like moved your head or jerked during a game? Do you remember?
I just laugh farted.
That's disgusting.
Wow. Oh, you weren't here last week. I got real bad.
Oh, gee, you were lucky. If you would have got that late in the episode, he blew this whole place up, dude. Bobby and I were under the desk like fucking bomb shelter children. It was bad.
It was rough. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Do you ever jerk as a robot? And please answer as a robot that you are. Do you ever jerk or move or lean into games? And if so, what was the last one that did it? For me, it was probably Horizon.
I lean into the screen a lot. Like, I lean in like that.
Oh, that's like intenseness, though.
Yeah, but no, I don't really jerk around.
Okay, I will answer for you. It was probably Friday Nights at Freddy's where you would instinctively
jump scare.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I remember having when I was young, and a friend of mine, we were playing Sonic, and he would be holding the controller.
Right?
Yeah, and then he'd go through those loops, and he'd be like... Like that, yeah. Like move the controller in a loop.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Little did anybody know that he was only training for the Nintendo Wii.
What was our episode title? I'm going to write it down.
Directional vibration? Directional some shit.
All right. Directional
rumble.
Possible title.
Directional rumble, that's the one.
Directional fumble.
Wow.
Oh, I mean.
Too far.
Too far.
All right. Well, let's get into listener questions because we're going long here. But I do want to thank everyone. We get so many listener questions. And I remember like first 2 years of this podcast, we get like one every couple of weeks.
I used to beg for them.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, guys.
We actually would make up our own as Captain Save a Podcast.
Captain Save a Podcast.
Occasionally that happened. But
gee, you let them know it was us. Meanwhile, we can't get through it. They'll stop laughing. Captain Save a Podcast is asking. Just like giving it away the whole time.
Yeah, so we do appreciate those. It's definitely the most fun on the show for me. And I know our method for getting those questions in isn't great, but you can post those in Discord and tag us. Do @DLG or just #listener_questions for the channel, and we'll find those a little easier. Occasionally, we do miss one or two, but if we do, just remind us, and we will definitely get you next week. Apparently, we missed one from Shadow Master last week, and I did not see it anywhere. Huh.
Oh, he deleted it because I went through it and it just wasn't there, but I remember it being there. So yeah, he deleted it.
Okay, so he reposted it, so we got in here. All right, Bullstone asks, been playing a lot of Stardew lately. I've been interested in my time at Portia. How does that game stack up against Stardew? Does it have the same amount of content with the farming aspect of the game compared to Stardew? We got this question last week. We held it off because Chi wasn't here.
Yes.
You've been playing a lot of my time at Portia.
I answered it to the best of my abilities.
So Bullstone, Let me tell you, there's no real farming in my time at Porsche, but my time at Porsche does almost everything right and modernized rendition of what Harvest Moon Games are. It's definitely a...
But without farming? Which
there's no fucking farming in this.
But it seems like a key component to like...
It's a key component, but then this is more like a workshop simulator, and it's about... So Stardew Valley is... At its core, what it is, it takes the very original idea of Harvest Moon and it recreates it and it almost perfects that very core standard of those type of farming simulation right. games. And it doesn't stray too far away from its classic appeal.
Right.
My time at Porsche is the modern day rendition of all the good things that Harvest Moon and a lot of other and Stardew, like those simulation games, provide in terms of like satiation when it comes to playing simulation games. Like for me, it's doing quests, getting to know the townspeople more.
More emphasis on the social part of it, like the town part of it.
Yes and no. Yes, because as you do quests for people, you expand upon the town, you expand upon your workshop, and then the workshop, in order to, and you can go around and you have to actually collect materials in order to create these items that the town needs to build itself up. This game also has dungeon crawling, which is really fucking cool. So there's combat involved in it. There's, you know, you can change up your character's appearance. It has virtually everything except for
the farming.
It does have farming, but the farming just contributes to aesthetics and or giving you more materials to build up all these little things that you could use for the house. Or for the townspeople. And not only that, you're constantly competing to be the best workshop in town. I recommend My Time at Porsche if you like Stardew Valley, because it is more or less the same concept of starting off square one. Mm-hmm. Building up your home, building up the town, getting to know the townspeople, unraveling the history behind the city, and really making an impact towards change through resource farming. But in Stardew Valley, it's an actual farm. In my time at Porsche, it's a workshop, and it actually integrates combat and it is resource farming, but you do it through dungeon crawling. You do it through...
That sounds more fun to me.
You do it through harvesting. Like, you could still go out there and chop down trees and break down rocks, but then you can also go into the dungeons.
You know what's funny? It kind of sounds like a crafting survival game.
And
instead of having just, like, a workshop, your own thing, you have a town that you're building up as opposed to just...
Yeah, and it is a time management game. So you only have so much you can do... In a 12-hour day, and so it's in. But this game, it's nice because you kind of get to, focus on what you want to focus on most, and still have a main quest line, and still feel like you're really building up something.
It's funny because you've been talking about this game for 6 months, and I think I finally just understood it right now.
Really,
we're getting places, Chi.
I really love my time at Porsche, and I played out of early access up to the point where I was staying up night after night after night. No, it's not fully released yet. Up until 7:38 a.m.
Are you going to go back when it has full release?
The only time I will go back is most likely when it is full release.
Yeah,
because I played the fuck out of this game. There is nothing else for me to do. And I'm just going to wait for full release.
Are you sad that all
that
stuff is probably going to go away when the full release comes out?
No, I'm actually excited about starting over again.
Jeez.
So when the game does come out, I recommend playing it early access, though. This feels like a complete game. And it is a complete game because I put... countless hours into it.
Do you want to say how many hours?
I don't remember, but I did.
200. That's when you know it's a lot.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't. I mean, I could look it up.
When you stop counting hours, is when you know.
Come
it's
back
a
next
lot.
Week.
I just remember many countless nights staying up and playing this game.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So he asked specifically about the farming aspect of the game, and it sounds like that's something he's interested in. So this seems to focus more on relationships. Would he might want to check out Farming Simulator 19 if you're really into farming.
Bullstone,
call back.
You enjoy Stardew, you will enjoy my time at Portia, yeah, even though it doesn't have all that farming. It doesn't have the farming elements, but it has the resource management elements to it. So
I don't miss chat often, but I just miss them a little bit because usually we do a callback. Somebody do a callback, mm-hmm. and like segues and callbacks only work when you don't mention them. But obviously, we would always do it, and we'd high five callback like a big bro slap funny. Every time we did a callback.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
All right, next question. Brainspam asks podcast question. podcast question for Bobby: what would you give up first, SSDs or sideburns? That's a that's a tough question. That's like asking me, what would you rather give up, food or air? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't really see myself moving forward in life without either one of those. Both are integral to my being. Although I will say,
Dude, you could give up SSD and move to M.2, right?
But okay, that's technicality, right? Technicality here.
Yeah.
Yeah. A long time ago.
Well, he says
500
back to HDD, so hard disk drive. Yeah. What he's saying.
Okay, he was very specific in the question. Okay. He's got this all planned out like Jigsaw in those Saw movies. Yeah, that would be my torture chamber. Like, dude, you know how each torture chamber is like personal to the person? Mine's just like SSD or sideburns.
The key to survive is hidden in your beard. You're going to have to shave it to get to the key.
Yeah.
Well, if you do shave it, I could do something with like some makeup for you. Maybe some shadows.
I thought you were going to say you could do something with the hair.
Contour.
I was like voodoo shit?
I'll bring my contour palette and... So that way you can have both.
Just overclock your hard disk. Make it spin faster.
Yeah, there we go. Get a Western Digital Raptor.
Is that a thing?
No.
Oh. I was like, whoa, that sounds awesome. Nitro.
Thank you for the biddies, Dirk Crocs.
So this
must
have been the question that we missed last week from Shadow Master. Mm-hmm. You guys missed my question, so I'm going to ask it again.
There you go.
That's and how I you got to do it, folks. How do you guys find time to play games when you are working full time? I'm having issues trying to play video games and work full time.
You made time, man.
He was in my channel last night, and he asked me the same question, and I was a bit drunk. I don't remember my answer, but... He says
Well, you're super busy showing your dick off, dude. So
only to Australians.
Oh, that's true.
he says he works like 6 days a week, but he works 40 hours, but he works 8 hours a day. And I was like, this is blowing my mind, dude. I don't know how you're working 40 hours, 8 hour day, 6 days a week. How is the math doesn't add up?
It's okay. It's okay.
I don't know.
What's the answer?
Dude, yeah. I'll tell you my answer.
Where was that going?
I'm just saying, like, he confused.
You didn't even
like,
actually answer.
Because he confused you with math.
That was
Shadow
your...
Shadow Master he is a master of shadows. He's
going to
confuse you. You think he's going to go left. He goes right. You don't know where he's at. He's in an amorphous form. You don't know.
I hope at that point you just stop watching mini stream because, like, he just had an honest question and you didn't even answer it.
Okay, Chi, do this math for me. Six?
I know the math doesn't...
Six
match
times
up
times eight.
Who's
but
got a calculator?
How does that
where's
change
my
his question?
Because the question is off. He's asking. He doesn't have enough time, but he's also
you know
adding 8 hours.
You know
to
what the answer
week.
Is?
What
this is about bad podcast material. Bobby, answer the question.
So what I do is I don't watch TV. Like I watch a little bit of TV. Usually it's on in the background when I'm doing something else, or it's when I'm going to bed. But I don't watch any of these shows that people are talking about. That's like what I have to sacrifice. Also, I don't have kids, which makes it a lot easier.
That's my answer as well. No kids. Well, I have like a
I can imagine
stepchild.
Like work and gaming. I can do work, family and gaming. Oh boy. I don't
You got to cut out TV. It's the only way that you're going to have,
you got to find
time.
It somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. That and sleep. That's how I do it.
I just recently, I'm like, I'm not going to cut out sleep anymore. I really try. I listened to that sleep guy. Therapist guy on Rogan, mm-hmm. and he's just like we're getting more and more busy and we're cutting away our sleep, and he was talking about how detrimental that is, mm-hmm. and it's fucking really bad. Every year during daylight savings time, heart attacks go up 25% because people are losing 1 hour of sleep. 25% because of losing 1 hour of sleep. Yeah. That's how fucking heavy that is.
Well, I'm fucking dying young then.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Sleep is incredibly important. It is literally the foundation of like being healthy.
Like right
it
starts after with food sleep. And
you,
water. And,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like if you don't get enough sleep, then you're probably not going to eat right and you're probably not going to exercise. Like you can't do anything right unless you get enough sleep.
Right.
It's super, super important.
Super important.
And yeah, I mean,
and unfortunately, it's one of the first things you sacrifice because you don't see the bad side of it. It's mm-hmm. not like if you sleep less, you can't pay your rent.
Yeah.
Actually,
you just wake up tired, you kind of deal with it. But yeah.
You're better at it when you're young. Chi, how do you make time for video gaming? Same thing, right? You don't watch TV.
I watch Netflix. I make time because when I'm in the mood, I just fucking do it. And I find myself in the mood quite often. Sometimes I don't play video games at all. You know, sometimes you have gaming streaks and you don't. And you could try to make goals for yourself and, you know, set yourself up to play if you really want to. But if you like something, if you really want to do something, you're going to find time to do it. That's just anything in life, really.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're interested in doing it, you're going to put yourself in that position to do it. So
it's funny. I've gone through gaming slumps and we've done this podcast for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's okay to be inconsistent with your gaming.
For sure. Last year, I want to say I'm terrible with memory, but last year sometime I went through like a 2 month slump where I was almost like, am I even into video games anymore? I was showing up for the podcast and stuff, but I was playing things, just going through the motions. Mm-hmm. And then something knocked me out of it. I forgot what game it was. And I was doing a mini version of that. If you listen to the podcast and what I've reviewed, I haven't done anything for 2 weeks. And I was just kind of going in the mini slump. And then Spore is just like, boom, just like skyrocket. This is what gaming is about for me. Anyway, this is what I love. I can't wait to, I'm thinking about Spore as we're speaking, like I want to go play right now. I love it, man.
Yeah, and maybe just finding like, the right title to want to play.
My time at Porsche.
Yeah, talking about early heart attacks and like cutting into sleep. That's what I fucking did with this game. So, but no, I feel like and that's the thing. I had a dry spell for 2 straight years with video gaming.
Yeah,
and it like I don't think. Not playing video games is a bad thing. I don't think playing too many video games is a bad thing. I just feel like, you know, just try to like do what works for your life balance.
And the best thing is it's always there when you're ready. It's like, it's not like gaming's going to go away when you're
busy. Well, when it comes to online gaming, your friends move fast, you know.
Oh, fuck them. All right. Minnie? You have more time than any of us.
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got time. I don't know. It's easy for me.
It's easy for you.
I can get off work, go home.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. But the older I get, the less time I have, though. Like, I don't know. I think young people don't think of time as a finite
thing. Maybe less energy, maybe.
Like, they don't think of, like, time as something that's eventually going to run out or, like, oh, I only have this many hours in a day. Like, for me, it's like, dude, time is like, okay, I got a little window of here where I can get something in or something like that. Like, that's time for me. But when I was younger, it was just kind of like, dude, when I was young, I remember, like, just getting in my car and just going out driving. Just, hey, let's see what's cracking. What are people up to out here?
Yep.
You know, I was going out to the mall. What's going on over here, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, that is not my life now. My life
too
is
much
just
time
like,
when you're
oh, you
kid.
Want to do lunch? Let me check my calendar. Ooh, Wednesday, 2 o'clock. I know it's late, but it's all I got.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how it is. Bobby hit me with one of the best fucking quotes I've ever heard. It wasn't his own, but... What was it? It was like, oh, when you're young, you're time rich, but money poor. But when you're older, you're money rich, but time poor.
Yeah. You're a time millionaire when you're young.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that plays into gaming a lot too, because how many things with gaming can you just spend money on to save time? Even, I'm not even talking about mobile microtransactions, but even other games. And I think they play into that a lot more because older people will just... Spend money.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to level a character to 120. I'm just going to pay what's a character boost, like $60? Dude, deal, sold. Mm. Never do that again.
You know, stat came out recently, a new thing of like how many people are gamers. And it's something like 95% just because of the fucking mobile aspect of it, of adults. Yeah. Anyway.
It's a loose term.
Yeah, let's move on.
All right, next question coming from Spewbaca. I'm pretty sure you guys mentioned living near San Diego, and I'm coming there for a month once I'm done with school in a few months and looking for a job training training therapy dogs while crashing on my friend's couch. I'm going to have a lot of free time, so what are some fun things to do in the area?
We answered him in chat, and it's true. It's San Diego, bro. You're going to have zero problems. Unless you're like in the middle of some... like one of the more super vanilla neighborhoods and you're going to have to drive out of it, pretty much anywhere you go.
Like where I am. My place. Yeah. Like, there's nothing in my area.
You're in the burbs. And yeah. So am I down here.
Yeah.
I'm in
Here's the
burbs.
Thing. Yeah. Like San Diego is definitely, and it took me a while to kind of learn this about San Diego. Everything, depending on the neighborhood that you're in, there's definitely a different vibe.
Yeah.
And when it comes to San Diego, though, there's so much to do and for so very little. It won't cost you much. Like hiking, going to the beach, even like going out for a beer and socializing, or bar hopping. It's like there's a lot to do, and I need to make myself a San Diego bucket list. That's actually one of the biggest things for myself for my big 30. I want to do like 30 different new things in San Diego this next upcoming year
and play 13.
And there's
games.
Like a shit ton of like. There's like a shit ton of like Groupon shit, like kayaking.
Yeah.
And
kayaking La Jolla is fucking awesome.
I got so sick, seasick doing that, but it was beautiful. And there's so much history behind San Diego as well. I don't know. No matter where you are, you're going to have a good time.
I've been here a long time. And when I was doing Uber, I drove around a lot of people and I was in the party scene for a long time. I'm not saying I'm a fucking expert, but I got my ear low to the ground. I used to have my ear low to the ground. So I'm just going to give you top two things. And it's funny because it's some of the most touristy things, but our shit holds up. Like our touristy shit is worth doing. The zoo is one of the best zoos in the world. Hands down.
It's pricey.
Yeah. Well, that comes with that, right? Mm-hmm. Balboa Park.
Pretty, but boring sometimes.
Stop shitting on my point. Yes, and. Yes, and. Tons of museums, gorgeous. And at night, they light it up in different colors. And it's the prettiest place in San Diego at night.
The Anthropology Museum at night.
Yeah.
How that tower lights up.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then finally, I'm a sucker for the Hotel Del, man. It's one of those things where you walk through. Oh, thank you, Chief. You walk through and you can like
Coronado Ferry, something like that.
Yeah. You could. And that's another thing. You can take the ferry from downtown to the Coronado and do it that way.
So let's speak on this in a very hypothetical way.
Okay.
Let's say if we had a day with Spubaka. What
we're not
going to
do it unless he does a $200 on Patreon and available right now.
No, we're probably going to take you out, dude. But I would say when most people, and I actually have friends and family coming into town this weekend.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take him to Torrey Pines for hiking because it's easy, but it's got the best views in San Diego. I also, because, you know, you could start at the mountain or you could start on the beach. You get the beach and the mountain at the same time. It's pretty cool. It's not really a mountain, but a cliff. And then I love Obi Noodle House, and the Obi area is super chill. It can be intimidatingly dirty, but
super hippie.
Super chill there.
Yeah.
And then I live, disclosure. I live close to Mission Bay, and it's beautiful out there, and you could do paddleboarding. You could do, you know, it's fun to just like go scootering around that area and the boardwalk and to just eat right off the water and spend, you know, just enjoy your company and the views. So, getting close to the water is amazing. And then nightlife, we've got different areas
everywhere. Whatever you're into, there's an area for you.
You can get a full day out of San Diego every day here.
By the way, DL Gaming, coming to you by the San Diego Board of Tourism.
Yeah.
It's true, though. I think it's the best city in America.
What are you talking about in chat?
The Midway.
The USS Midway.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, I've chaperoned so many field trips on that. Yeah. I don't think I could do that again. Yeah.
The Midway has like a really cool like flight simulator thing where it's like full 360 kind of shit.
I didn't have it when I was there. The Midway is an aircraft carrier that's docked in our harbor, so you can just go in there.
I think it was like the longest serving aircraft carrier in the history.
Oh, and I think the signature of the Japanese surrendering was signed on that one.
Maybe.
And then Dirk Rocks in chat right now hosts a lot of LAN parties. We should go to them. So one of these days. Are there any internet cafes anymore out here? Any more? Is GameSync still? Did GameSync sync?
I think it's still out there.
Just kidding.
All right, Bobby. What's the next one?
All right.
Everything's double right now, so I can't
Next
read.
One is from Hinks. What do you guys do outside gaming to keep your gaming life balanced?
I go outside. What do you do outside? I go outside.
Gee, you like literally like jog or like you go to the beach and do stuff sometimes, right?
Yeah. I try to... Not as consistently as I want, but when I do, it's very
so
rewarding.
Nice, right?
Even just for instance, just walking to my car, I'll do like a alternate route just to see something new, yeah. And then like walking to get my cup of coffee in the morning, I have the most amazing views. I fucking pay for it in rent, but I love my neighborhood. I am glad. I hated my first 2 years out here in San Diego. I was doing San Diego way fucking wrong, but I'm.
You and
really
me both,
happy.
Man. I am first 2 years.
Yeah,
out here.
I'm. You can have a horrible life in San Diego. I won't lie. I've been there. But when you do find your niche, your pattern, your crew, like it's a very rewarding town.
Yeah, Dirk Rock says it's good for breweries. SC San Diego, amazing breweries.
Oh,
this is
yeah.
actually kind of like piggybacking off of Shadow Master's thing. It's like if you've cut out TV because you can make like gaming is what I do. If I guess family stuff because like Sam's family's so like we have party like it's I'm not kidding it's a party house we have an event here every other weekend probably because it's somebody's birthday and we have the biggest house and it's just made for events people just come over so I'm always busy like cleaning up the backyard and shit like house management without owning a house I guess is what I do and attending the parties it's fucking awesome like the food is fantastic. Conversation's great. So I would say socializing, I guess, within family. And I was at a party last night.
Yeah. I think socializing is super important. And you can socialize online, but it's not the same. Having that face-to-face interaction with people, I think, is necessary for human beings. And when you spend all your time on a computer, especially in gaming, and you learn to deal with people in that way, like, it's easy to deal with people online, dude. You can mute people online. You can, like, respond to them at your leisure. Like, it can kind of turn on you if that's the only way you interact with people. So yeah, for me, what brings me the most balance is probably work and being in a relationship. Like sometimes when I go over to my girlfriend's house, it's almost like detox. It's like, okay, no games.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out with her. Hmm. We're going out. We're going to see a movie. We're going to, you know, do stuff together. Like it's like healthy for me almost in a way. Like it's almost refreshing after I've spent like, cause I mean like Saturday, you know, I had that HOTS tournament and then I spent a bunch of time like raiding and WoW and you know that was a lot of fun but it's like even today this morning I feel like I need a break from that right. lifestyle
yeah know? I never thought about that but yeah detoxing from games like sometimes I'll have like nothing to do on a Saturday so I'll play games all day and by the end of the Saturday I just feel like shit
yeah
dude, well, dude like it shit. Takes a lot of like computational power on your own side yeah. like your brain is working really hard you're burning calories
yeah. you feel drained and then like socially you're kind of starved too because it's just that's not how people are
right
you
know?
DL Gaming brought to you by the First World Problems Tourism Board.
All right, next up from Curd the Ape. If you are honest, speaking for yourself, what percentage of time would you say is spent overclocking or troubleshooting or shopping, etc., versus actually playing games? How much satisfaction comes from tinkering versus playing games?
You can probably tell from our podcast, we're not really hardware heavy here. Bobby, can be, I guess. I don't tinker at all. I hope that it works until it doesn't, and then I buy new shit. That's how I do my thing. The only time I've ever tinkered would be with mods. I got super into like Skyrim modding. And, you know, at the time
crash.
It was, huh?
Monotilla crashes.
Yeah, exactly. And then you'd find the problem and like remove what you think was crashing your game and then add some other ones. So in that respect, yeah, that was working. But literally have never, if I look at bios, I don't even know what they mean. I call Bobby and he looks at the bios. Like I don't get into hardware at all. Never appealed to me. It's kind of like, I guess I'm a car enthusiast without being a gearhead. Like, I don't know how the car works, but I push the gas pedal and I expect it to go. And I really like it when it goes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I have like a really nice truck. And when sometimes people ask me questions about it, I'm like, no idea. And, but it does the thing.
Yeah.
It does the thing really well.
Yeah. And so, I feel like for me, I'm not very strong in hardware either. If anything, I struggle with hardware, and I struggle with even software issues. Or when I start a new game, I try to adjust the settings to where I'm satiated, and I spend too much time. I get frustrated. I would rather do like 95% gaming, 5% tinkering. Maybe it's me being a female gamer, but I get intimidated by like different things, and I get frustrated because I know somebody who it would take them 2 minutes tops to figure this out.
Or just
and
then I know
that if I, yeah, and yeah. then and then I know that if I try or attempt, it'll take me 20 minutes minimum, maybe 2 hours if I fuck up something. And so it's for me, it's I just want it to be. I hinder the potential graphically, performance wise, just to get in the game and just fucking play it.
I feel like both of our rigs would probably be running better if we were tinkerers, mm-hmm. but
yeah. If also, I could actually figure out how to get my second hard drive in there, yeah, maybe.
Also, at the same time, uh-huh. like we're not the kind of people that would notice the different those incremental boosts. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be like.
I definitely noticed with the new monitor, but I didn't realize that without the new monitor, I was actually hindering myself to that level.
When I got my Predator 34, I was talking about it for like 3 episodes. I'm like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened in gaming ever. I was like, don't buy a graphics card, buy this monitor. Mm-hmm. And when you buy something new, it's an upgrade, but it's no tinkering. You tinkered with your fucking bank account is what you did.
I'll mess around with CPU and GPU overclocking, and that's pretty much it. I mean, easy stuff.
Yeah.
But see,
really sounds super technical.
Well, isn't it all self done now? And now there's even slide bars. It's a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing, like just sliding bars.
Yeah. So, Bobby, how did it now being easier take away the fun out of it?
Not really. I don't know. I don't think so. The reason I don't really do a lot of that stuff anymore is because what we were talking about earlier, time. I don't have time for that. I want to come home from work and I want my shit to work without any issues. Right. So stability is more important to me than, than performance, really. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I used to be all into that stuff, and I still do it when I shop for hardware. Like, if I want to pick out a new piece of hardware, I do so much research. It's ridiculous. I do, like, hours of research. When I was building my last computer, hours of research. Over the course of, like, months, too. I think I had that wish list for, like, a year, and it kept changing. And I would spend so much time just like, is this the right one? Is that the right one?
It's funny that you have that much energy, because I was exhausted listening to you talking about how much about your mouse. Those videos that you were talking about, like how much work went into you buying a mouse that ended up costing you like $50.
Oh yeah.
I was exhausted listening to you talking about how much time you put in. I could only imagine.
Well, there's a really good book that everybody should read called Paradox of Choice. And it talks about that. It talks about people who are, like me, who are optimizers, who always want to make the best decision, and how that actually leads to a lot of unhappiness. There's always regret, like, oh, I should have gotten this one, or this one was better. And then immediately after I bought that mouse, I think it was the Mayo or maybe Bill the Hill, was like, oh, they just came out with the new version. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not like that.
But you spend all this time trying to make the right decision. And in the book, they outline of like all the ways you do and then all the downsides of that. But it's true. I think if you're a sufficer is the other type of person that they say, like, if you're just like, oh, that works. That'll do it for me. And what you got to understand is, like, the older you get, the more decisions you have to make as an adult. And you don't have time to really get into the details of, like, oh, do I need this? Do I need that? Should I get the, the i700K or just the 7000 or whatever? It's like, dude, who gives a shit? Like, you're not going to notice.
That's the thing.
Yeah. And so I've actually, since I read that book, I've made a lot of changes, in my life. Anytime I'm, like, faced with a decision, I'm like, how important is this decision? How much time do I want to commit to it?
Exactly.
When I'm talking about my computer, I spend a lot of time on my computer. So I do spend a little more time researching that. But if I'm like at a restaurant or something, and like people are just like, I don't know. Do I want that with the vinaigrette? What's in that? Is that
you're talking about women?
Well, I don't know. There's some guys that get very picky too. But dude, I'm just like, fuck it. Give me the egg salad.
Yeah, I'm very opposite. I would say I'm selective, but I'm very time efficient when it comes to shopping. I value my time more than anything else, and I have a lot of good people in my life that I trust to help me that are kind of like you, Bobby. So whenever I need something, especially, and since the beginning of my PC gaming life, I relied on my big brother for virtually all of the advice, and then the different friends we would make and different friends that I know that were, that had different tastes and preferences. And I would actually kind of just go off of my inner circle for suggestions. And I would do my own research, but not to the extent where if I would take a recommendation and then I would do my research, which would save me more than half the time. So option A, option B, and then I just choose.
Almost every part in my computer was chosen by Bobby. And by the way, assembled by Bobby too. So that really worked out for me.
That's how it goes for me too. And it goes for me with shopping in general. When I go shopping, I used to be addicted to retail therapy. And when I go, I'm in a store for 20 minutes tops, and I'll leave with like three or four bags. Like I run through the aisles, basically, like guys grocery fucking games. And I'm like, just from eyeballing something, I'll grab like an armful of clothes, bring it into the like the fucking dressing room, but literally only keep something on my body for like 5 seconds until I make, if I don't fall in love right away, I just put it back on the
hanger. Now I know why you look the way you do. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, but I don't like wasting time shopping.
What's
but
going
I shop
on?
A lot.
Hugglefish. Hugglefosh. Hogglefosh.
Hogglefosh.
Hogglefosh. All right, he asks, would you ever buy a gaming laptop? I bought a Gigabyte Aero 15X last year, his first Windows PC, and have been loving it. Playing games on Ultra, on the sofa, on the bed, when traveling. It's amazing.
I have a Nintendo Switch.
Now that they don't have to be bricks, I think it's a really overlooked option. I had a gaming laptop maybe about 10, 11 years ago. I really liked that thing. I got a lot of use out of it. At this point in my life, I don't think I would really use it. I've got a MacBook Pro, and that can actually handle some gaming, like enough that I need it for. But I couldn't really imagine getting another gaming laptop at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it works for a lot of people. I don't travel. I hardly ever travel. Yeah. So I wouldn't get much use out of it. And by traveling, I don't mean just like, you know, I'm going to Washington this weekend or something like that. I mean, like, I don't leave my house much unless it's for work.
Right.
I have had a gaming laptop before, too. And it was to only complement my tower. I didn't rely on the gaming laptop. It did actually eventually... outlast my tower in terms of
probably because you didn't use it as much
competency. No, in terms of like it was upgraded because I had bought the laptop after I had bought my tower, and so I was playing most of my games on my laptop, which didn't actually help me because of the like dedicated video memory. But I don't recommend a gaming laptop because like the convenience of being like in a different area of the home playing the video games, that's not comfortable to me. I don't play I need a desk to enjoy the most of my games. So when I was using my laptop, the laptop keyboard was smaller than a traditional keyboard.
Yeah.
The screen was angled awkward. I don't like that. And then it just didn't, for me, it did what it needed to do when I needed it. So to play my video games, but it didn't give me the gaming experience that I wanted.
And on top of all of that, you get more bang for your buck with desktop.
You really do.
They don't, because you're paying more because they got to shrink down everything. And so
I don't mind and that's the thing. Like I feel like with Steam Link, if you really want to get comfortable, be on the couch, play on the big screen, you know, I still move I have moved my tower or like a mouse and keyboard over to my couch and stuff. It's a lot of work, but overall for the money you put into it, I would rather just stick with the tower.
Yeah.
And then I have a laptop, but it's basically just like a school laptop.
Yeah, Shadow Master was talking about how like he's saving up for a laptop that he saw at Walmart, a gaming laptop.
Actually, I did Steam Link with my laptop.
What the fuck are you doing, dude? You're getting way more bang for your buck.
Yeah, I Steam Link with my laptop, with my desktop to play games, and it was on my laptop, so it's really smooth.
If you guys are wondering who Shadow Master is, we keep bringing him up. He's the official DL gaming mascot, in case you ever wonder.
And he might be just the best troll ever.
Maybe. I don't think so. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I'm saying. But for me, like, only if I was going to travel. Like, I don't want a laptop. I have no use for it. But if I had a job that was sending me everywhere all the time, then
I'd
get one.
Was happening recently.
Which was happening. And I was close to
that buying. That was my recommendation, right? Yeah. But you ended up going with the Switch, which worked out.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper, and it has amazing games on
it.
I would be interested to see how far gaming laptops have come. I don't know. I haven't had one in 10 or 12 years, and that one was pretty good. I remember getting it and being impressed at how well it played games. Yeah, it does.
Gaming laptops are good, but like not as my main choice.
Well, yeah, you have to have a lifestyle.
Instead of, not in lieu of buying a desktop.
Yeah.
Okay. Gracias. Bye.
Is food ready?
Yeah, probably. No, he just got here, so food will be ready in about an hour. We got surf and turf going on today. Carne asada and shrimp, guys. Yeah. You're all invited.
Thank you.
Not you, listeners. You guys suck.
We had a quick listener question here. I want to get it in chat before we move on. Where did it go? It was just up here. I saw it a moment ago.
What is Steam Link?
No.
Oh, what are your go-to shitty laptop games if you have to travel? Kurt asks that.
I go to Start, then Solitaire. Games, then Nintendo Switch.
Hearthstone.
Hearthstone is good. You got to have short games that you can like pick up and put down. FTL was a great one for that.
Yeah, for sure. My weak ass Windows Surface ran Divinity, like the original Divinity Original Sin, which was
Elder Scrolls Online. I played that, but now that they've
any sort of card game would be good.
Yeah, the one that I've now moved on to, now that they've updated, like I have to get a new client and I haven't done it yet, so I'm playing Stranger Things. So. Shooting things is nice.
All right. Warconius asks, sparking discussion, Lindsay Lohan kidnapping children would make for a good villain in a video game.
So, Chi, you haven't seen the video. Some people listening haven't seen the video. She's in Russia. She's in a car. She gets out. She's like, guys, she's talking very serious. She's obviously drunk, maybe high. She's like, I'm seeing some child trafficking. So she goes over, and there's like a Syrian refugee homeless people, like sitting on the sidewalk, and she goes up to them and they're like, you guys are travelers. Oh, she says two words in Arabic, and then she just uses a very Arabic accent from then on, like they're gonna understand from the accent. She's like, you need to give me children now, or whatever it was.
Yeah,
like, you guys are child trafficking. And she's like trying to steal these homeless Syrian refugees' children away from them, like trying to grab their kids. And the dad stood up and punched her in the fucking face.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's crying. She's like, this is what we're dealing with. Like, it was crazy.
Wow.
Crazy, dude. Crazy. So much so that I text Sam about a viral video about Lindsay Lohan. That's how crazy that is.
Did she put this video up?
She put it up, dude.
She's like, this needs to be
out
there.
Yeah. It was live. It wasn't that she was live on Instagram.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Oh, like what, Instagram story or whatever?
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah. Damn. Crazy, man.
Okay.
Anyway, on that light, he said that who in the public life would you like to make a video game boss, right? Is that pretty much what
he says? So the question is, people in current events that you would want to beat the crap out of in a video game, i.e. Brett Kavanaugh.
So I would like to be playing as a female protagonist and have Trump continuously try to grab me by the pussy.
Okay.
But like, I'm dodging and weaving trying to pluck at it, get his wig off at the same time. That'd be pretty good.
What about Bill Cosby trying to dodge the pills?
Ooh! Yeah. Oh, you're thirsty, but not that thirsty.
Like, you got to manage your thirst.
Yeah.
And
Well, rather than come up with an original idea, I'll borrow one from when I saw Nick Kroll use. He was on like Conan or Fallon or something like that. This is on YouTube. You could probably find it. But he was talking about meeting the guy who made Ed Hardy. Who's that?
Ed Hardy?
I would assume Ed Hardy, but no.
It's not, he's got a name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think it is Ed Hardy. I think it's something.
Anyway, okay.
But yeah, so we met the guy because Nick Kroll had this, you know, he did Bobby Bottle Service and he had this like little, I guess it was like a skit where it was like the Ed Hardy boys and it was him and Peter Paparazzo and they're finding, it was the case of the missing sick belt buckle, you know, but it was pretty funny. But he went to talk to the guy who made Ed Hardy about like, and because he liked it and he thought, oh, maybe we can do like a couple more of these. We want to make sure we're not infringing on anything. And so he talked about like hanging out with him and he's like, this dude was like a GTA character. Like he was straight up like that. And he tells this funny story about how he almost like ran a guy over with a golf cart and, and Nick Kroll like leans over to the guy who almost got hit by a golf cart. And he's like, dude, are you okay? And then the fucking maker of Ed Hardy was like, I'm fine. Like the guy who was driving.
But you know what though? I'm kind of glad that at least the guy that makes Ed Hardy shirts lives the Ed Hardy lifestyle.
Apparently. Yeah. Like, well, he's probably super fucking rich. So yeah. You know, he can be. But yeah, so I thought that was funny. Yeah, that's
so
my
answer.
So
he would be your boss by fight?
Yeah, sure. I can't think of anything.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
I'm out of original
For
ideas.
Me, I would just, if this is a greedy answer, I'm sorry, but I would love for a celebrity deathmatch to fucking come back, or at least some rendition.
It was fun.
I mean, it's always good to have something like that.
Sorry.
That was rude, dude.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you are. That was super fucking rude.
Oh, don't take it so personally, G. Not everything is an attack on you. That was, though.
Celebrity deathmatch was claymation, though. That wasn't animation. Right?
It was claymation. Yeah,
it was claymation.
It was claymation.
You guys seeing all these? Bobby, are you watching all these new Netflix cartoons?
Nah.
God, they're good, man. They're funny.
We just talked about that, man. I'm playing games. I'm not watching shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Although I do, I may check out the Witcher one. That looks cool. I like the Castlevania one. That I thought that was well done, but then it just kind of ended, and it was like season two. Hello,
Minnie. Did you answer?
No, I said the Bill Cosby thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh, just one with that. Kinda,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, going off yours.
There's no shortage of people in the public eye that would make good villains these days.
Yeah.
Mushroom Buddha asks, if you could pick one simulator game as your real job, what would it be? Obviously, Papers, Please, right? We all want to do that.
I thought you were going to go a farming sim.
God, I would hate that.
Farming simulator, yes. There we go. Now
I'd be a mayor. I'd SimCity it up. I'd try to be a mayor.
Yeah?
Yeah, see all the...
But were you a mayor or were you more of an architect?
Somewhere in between, because you're dealing with traffic, you're dealing with...
Maybe we're God.
You know who you are? You're a civil engineer. That's what you are.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of God, that's my answer. There was a Lionhead Studios game called Black and White.
Yeah.
You were basically just God's hand, and you had a giant pet, which would do your bidding, and if it didn't, you would just slap it around.
Yeah.
Or you could tickle its nuts, whatever.
And if the people didn't... You could sick your pet on the people, right?
Yeah. And you could just pick up people. You could make them kith and shit like that.
Now,
you could throw them. No, you have to. You throw like a male and a female in a house, and then they just start like fucking making the walls shake. But anyways, one of my most favorite games played ever of all time, and it was so much fun. And you got to like harass like other gods' towns and just like fucking all out god war with the neighbor god.
PvE gods, though?
PvE gods. And I want to play that game again. I never beat it, but I played the shit out of it.
Well, Chi won this answer. You get better than God. Okay, Minnie. He's like train engineer, toot toot.
Actually, like if a car mechanic simulator, if like being a car mechanic was as...
Is there
like,
one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
It's really good, but being like a car mechanic is just so, it can be very what's the word, like frustrating, like trying to get the bolt off that's rusted.
Right.
Like there is nothing like that in car mechanic simulator. You just hit a bolt and it comes off perfectly.
Right. So it seems so satisfying.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I want. Like just to be able to get a vehicle done. So
working
easily.
On cars, all it is it's problem. And then you have a problem that you have to fix before you can fix that problem. And then another problem fix it. And it's just a backwards waterfall of problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't see that in the car simulator.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. God, I never said a deeper sentence ever. That was awesome. God, I'm so good at this.
That's it for listener questions. What are we playing next week?
Bobby?
Resynth. Going to check that out. Maybe get a little further into... Diluvian maybe another 2 hours. Yeah. We'll see if it hooks me. Otherwise, I don't know. I may not follow through on that game.
Maybe Tomb Raider?
Oh, yeah, Tomb Raider. Yeah, we talked about that.
Well, he downloaded it. He started playing Rise.
Yeah, we got to get
started. Okay. Sure. You bought it soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Walking Dead beta is coming out October 6th. I'm going to indulge in that a little bit.
Oh, Overkill? Overkill? Yeah. You got it.
And then also, according to this palm tattoo, I'm going to be playing Breath Edge.
Oh, okay.
Because it just looks so silly, and I just have to.
Yeah.
Thank you for suggesting that, Shadow Master, mascot of the year. We are, that's definitely a game that's right down my alley.
All right. XCOM? Definitely play more XCOM. Maybe play more Blacklight.
And hopefully we can actually play Hunt this week.
Yeah, we've been saying that for so long. Yeah.
And for me, Spore, for sure. Maybe some Hunt with Minnie. If I can get time to, Sam and I will try to finish Guacamelee. But that is also contingent on Minnie not playing XCOM at the same time that we have free time. because I kicked him off of Steam a couple. I tried to, and he was like, "Nope." And that's pretty much it, man. Yeah, good times. Thanks for listening. Speaking for Bobby Chi.
Why is this taking so long, dude?
Rude boy, Minnie.
Minnie Del Macho, and myself. Fucking tits, guys. They're nice. Bye. 's anybody sticking around for carne asada and shrimp?
Overcooked and carne asada and shrimp?
You're pushing the boundaries here, Chi.